Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire, neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. To save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
We most certainly do love this land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, as I say, we'll be discussing the Batley demo from yesterday, which I hear was very successful. And also, I'd just like to give a wave to Sue from New Mexico, being here. She was one of the first. Tonight, the gold star And as I say, you might notice that I have got back my normal gold stars, not these yak-infested crap dung things that he was getting before, guys. As I know, a lot of you had your cupboard smelt out a little bit with them, but you've got the real thing now. And my old mate Army's got an original gold star tonight, so there you go. So I thought I'd just bring you up to speed a little bit on my gold stars. You know, I was getting a bit low on them because Paul kept, every time he came in, he was the first one, and he basically has got a cupboard full. But anyway, it's good to see. We've got a very busy chat room once again, building, giving you all a wave out there. Thank you so much for being here and supporting the show. And without further ado, I'm going to bring a gentleman who done an absolutely awesome speech. So I've been told, Dave, and of course that is Boss Man, DJ Davey J. Welcome, Dave. I've heard it was very successful. You see, maybe you'd like to fill us in a few details.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I just it did go pretty well. I was a little bit disappointed on the numbers for a national. Sorry, but you know, this is it's a long way to travel. I know that. You know, it passed off with that incident. There was one person arrested through a non-related issue, if I can say that, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. The whole day was pretty good. It was a good turnout, really, I suppose. I moaned about it a little bit last night and put a video out because I can't believe at the moment these Palestinian supporters are in their hundreds of thousands in our streets, and we're down to sort of 300 on a national demo. So, you know, I had to say something I did, and I put a little video out last night, and I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I wasn't picking on anyone individually, by the way, but this is just how I'm feeling at the moment, Jeff, you know.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. As you say, when you look around you, it just goes to show you, though, Dave, that some of these people have just got their priorities wrong in this country, haven't they? Let's be honest, Dave, they've got their priorities wrong, what's really going on there. The same sort of people that they're trying to protect and aren't Palestinian, this, that and the other. Now, they voted in for this Hamas, who's no different than these absolutely thugs that's going about business, burying people alive, crucifying people, and absolutely the abominational acts. 300 women was also being used as slaves. I mean, you know what they're talking about there, sexual slavery. And this is the sort of people some of these people in this country think they should protect these people that put people in power like Hamas. My goodness sake, its priorities are totally wrong. What's the matter with these people? Are they really screwed up? Is their heads really screwed up, Dave? Because I can't see anything. I don't know if you like me, mate. I'm flabbergasted with what I see and what I hear from some of these people, because it looks like they ain't got a clue what's going on in the world. I mean, we've got our fingers on the pulse. We know exactly what's going on. We know the threat that's before us. But these people are walking into oblivion, supporting these people. What's going on, Dave?
You know what, Jeff? You're talking about a pulse. I'm finding it hard to find a pulse in England at the moment. You know, yesterday, I mean, I've seen photographs of the Palestinian flags here, there and everywhere. On photographs on Facebook and other sites, obviously. I've seen ISIS, people flying flags for ISIS. I actually witnessed it for myself yesterday in Batley. Now, Batley has got the highest percentage of Muslims in that town in the country. All right, it's the highest percentage. Yeah. They're 50% or just over 50%.
I didn't know that, Dave, quite honest with you. Yeah. I always thought it was... Thanks for the statistics there, Dave. It's always nice for our listeners to know exactly what's going on, and one of the reasons why the EDL went to a demo yesterday there, Dave. So thanks for bringing our listeners up a bit of speed. They've got one of the highest rates of Muslims in the country, Dave.
And I actually saw cab drivers yesterday flying the Palestinian flag. They were across the bonnets. There wasn't really a lot of opposition that I saw at the time. But, you know, these people are in there. I've actually got a little story to give you a little bit later on as well to keep you listening, as you do, of a chat that my good lady had with a 75 or 76 year old and her grandson that come along to the demo, and the police wouldn't let them in to stand with us. And although they sort of voiced their concerns, they were standing amongst the left and the Muslims while they did that, which put them in a very, very dangerous, precarious situation, is what I see. They wouldn't let them through to the march. They had to stand with the left. So, but I'll go into that a little bit later on. You know, it was okay. There was a good turnout, you know, from the Yorkshire lot and the Northern lot. The Kent turned up as well. You'd have expected more, though, Jeff, really. I mean, you know, when we're looking at numbers...
I understand the disappointment.
You know, we're looking at numbers. No. Whoa. No, it's not disappointing, Jeff. It's... I feel a bit... You know, everyone else who didn't turn up, they said they were going to... You know, there was over 700 people sitting there. You know, you should be fucking ashamed of yourselves, my friends, right? Because the Muslims at the moment and the people that are supporting Palestine, along with the left and everybody else... Of putting you to shame is what they're doing. They're putting you to shame. They're showing you how a protest should be held. Now, we liaise with the police. We have times. We have a code of conduct. There's certain things we've got to do. And we've been doing that over the past actions of the EDL, should I say. And we're trying to go in a different direction. Yeah. We're trying to calm it all down. This was going on. We have to liaise with the police. These people don't liaise with the police. These people just go in the mosque on a Friday, Jeff. They go, right, get out there tomorrow, wave your flag, let's fucking do this. And they're in their hundreds of thousands. Now, the one photograph I saw at the moment, that's not been on any news channel anywhere, there was, you know, 40 to 50,000. Across the country, there was at least 150 and over 150,000. So, you know, there was in Birmingham, Manchester. They were everywhere yesterday. Again, that's the third consecutive week that they put us to shame. If you're any sort of patriot, right, I don't give a shit what you're doing and what you think is more important than your country and the future of your children. You'll get out there and you will do something and you will stand. You know, there's an old saying, Jeff, and I'm going to say it, just give me a minute, right? There's a story that says four tramps and the stew, right? Now, you've got four tramps sitting there one night. The fire's burning. The cauldron's bubbling and it's full of boiling water. And the four tramps went, what are we going to do? We've got no food. So they all went away to get some food. And one tramp got a potato. One tramp got a carrot. One tramp got a cabbage. And one tramp got a piece of meat. Now, individually, one by one, when they got back to the fire and the cauldron bubbling away with the hot water, they walked over to the cauldron to put in their... you know, what they got earlier on, basically. Anyway, one of them said, well, you know what, if I don't put this potato in, no one's going to notice because we've got carrot, we've got cabbage, we've got meat. So he put the potato in his pocket and walked away. The next tramp walked up and went, you know what, they've got a potato, they've got cabbage and meat, I'll save that carrot for later. The next tramp walks up and says, they don't need cabbage, they've got potato and carrot and meat. I'll save that for later. The last tramp walks up with the meat and thinks, well, they've got potato, they've got cabbage, they've got carrot. I'll save that meat for later. What did the tramps eat that night, Jeff?
Nothing.
Boiling water, mate. If you don't put in...
Boiling water, yeah.
Exactly. Put in, you're not going to get nothing back out. And this is getting to a dire, dire situation in our country at the moment. We've got Downing Street coming up. On the 20th of September.
Yeah.
And that is the one that I don't care who you are. I said this on, I was on CDL earlier for an hour with Jan and Dave. This is something we've got to look at a little bit. We can't go to Downing Street unprepared and ill-equipped, right? We've got to have numbers. And I don't care who you are or what group you're with. This is set up by the EDL to try and give a message to our government. There's a lot of other people out there in different groups, whether it be through TV licensing, through ATOS assessments, through bedroom tax, through whatever it is, the JSA, you know, all the sanctions that are being put on people. You know, you should join us. You should come along and stand with us. Although it's EDL demonstration, you don't have to be EDL to come along and make the numbers up. This should be the biggest one that the EDL has ever seen, Jeff. This means I'm going to rip them a new one. I'm comparing on the day, right? I'm going to try and get people to speak for us you know, that are a little bit higher up than us. I've sent a few emails already. I didn't let that on CDO earlier, by the way. I'm trying to get other people in to try and juice it up a bit. I'd like Bill Maloney from the Pie and Mash Squad. He's got to come in because he's going to talk about the paedophilia. So, you know, anyone that's listening that can put me in contact with anybody that has made a comment about the way this country's gone in the last 6 to 8 months, and that could be Roger Daltrey, Vinnie Jones, I don't give a fuck who they are, give me the details and I'm going to message them and I'm going to tell them how important it is at the moment to save you. Even though you've moved away, you live here anymore, you've got to do something and give a bit of input so we can actually make some sort of a change. We need someone with a little bit more, we need heavyweights on this for Downing Street, Jeff. We need heavyweights, mate.
Yeah, I agree, and we've got a, well, I don't know, the time's ticking down, and it's not too far in the future, is it, Dave? You know, we're not too far away. What's the date now? What, we're in the, it's the 10th, isn't it, today,
10th,
Dave?
Yeah.
So, we've got a little bit of time, about 5 weeks, haven't we? Got probably about 5 weeks if we talk about it like that, so it's something we'll have to big up, and hopefully a lot of our listeners out there and people that are talking about going maybe to a demo, this is the one that we want you there, guys. It's so important that you know, with all of our demonstrations are always important, and they do, but this one, you know, this is why we want to get some big hitters down there on the day, because that's how important it is and what we all believe what should be done. So Dave, good luck to you with your ventures of some of our the hard hitters out there, that people understand, you know, what's actually going on and want to speak out, because that's all it is. It's just speaking out.
This is a chance.
Sitting on your hands. And, sorry, Dave, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is a chance. You know, the EDL... Everyone believes they're racist, they're fascist, they're bigots, they're far right. They're nothing of the sort. Right? We're looking after the children, we're looking after the disabled, we're looking after everybody in this country. It's what we want to try and do. We're a defensive organisation. If the media are portraying us as being a certain way, then you are such fucking... You're silly for believing that, for all intents and purposes. Go onto the EDL channel on YouTube, have a look at the speeches that go on. We want the continued England that we had from 30, 40 years ago. We want to make this place a safe place to live, and it's not safe at the moment. Now, to be racist, fascist, far-right, bigots, and all the rest of the shit that goes on, Jeff, we need to get away from that, and we're trying to get away from that. And you know what? When I look on the news now,
well, we
I suppose...
Five and a half years, and we've worked very hard. We've took everything that they could be thrown at us, including a kitchen sink. We've had all sort of waves come at us. But we're still here, and I think most people now have come to all this racist, fascist, all this crap. They've seen over through that, Dave. They don't believe in what
the media puts out. I don't think they do, because, you know, there's a lot of people. I mean, I've spoken to different people, and I speak to people all day, whether it be on the phone to someone to repair the washing machine or whoever I speak to. I speak about the EDL now. I speak about, you know, the way that I'm sort of politically fucking motivated and what goes on. And they go, who are the EDL? You know, you ask them about Islamists. Do you know about any hate preachers? No. You know, wide, Jeff, honestly, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, for people being uneducated to the way this country's going at the moment, it's a fucking 9. You know, it's a 9, Jeff. People don't know
what's going
on.
Sleeping into oblivion, aren't they? Sleepwalking into oblivion, I call it.
It's, you know, we're not putting it out on the news. You know, we had a mass austerity march. There was over 50,000 people in London. Russell Brand was talking. Nothing on the news. We've had the Palestinian, you know, marches. Nothing on the news at the moment. You know, and when I saw the picture last night, I got home last night, I got to tell you, I nearly fell asleep and done all sorts on the motorway, but it was terrible. You know, 9 hours driving yesterday.
It was four and a half hours.
We got out there, we done the thing. I did a show Friday night as well, and I had about sort of 3 hours sleep. I got up again, you know, had a haircut and a shave, and got out there at 5:30 in the morning. Got up there for about 9:30, 10 o'clock, met up with the guys. You know, but it was a long day.
Had your brekkie? Yeah, you had your brekkie?
Well, yeah, we stopped off for I don't ever eat McDonald's, but I needed something, and the service station we stopped in at, I had to get one of them double McMuffin things, processed shit, so I'm probably going to be ill for days. But you know, it was one of those things where I come back last night, I had a sip, we had in a bucket of coffee. I've never seen such a big cup of Costa coffee, and I was drinking that while it was cold, just to keep myself awake. You know, my wife actually looked at me at one point, she went, "You're all right?" I went, "Yeah." She looked around the next point, she went, "My eyes were shut." I was micro sleeping on the fucking motorway, Jeff.
You had a bloody long day, mate. And it does take it out of you, doesn't it, Dave? You know, when you travel and you got to have your eyes on the road, you got to have your eyes about you. And when you get there, you got a speech that you got. And I've heard your speech was really, really good as well, Dave. And because I was speaking to Tommy today. And because I was getting a bit of a rundown of sorting the opposition, if we had any problems whatsoever. He says something about there's about four of them or five of them have got nicked or something or other, and I think we had one arrest or something or other. But he just said, like, you know, the number, like, between 3 to 5, but it's hard to really gauge, he said, which is understandable because you do get people join with us and this, that and the others, you know, Dave. As I say, like, it was a little bit disappointing. What you've been saying is it was a little bit disappointing, more than a little bit disappointing.
Not for me, Jeff. You know, disappointing is not for me. I'll give the message to the people as much as I can. The people turn up because they want to hear it and they want to support and they want to do what they do. It's not disappointing for me. As a country, I'm disappointed. I've got to try and reiterate on that, because it's not the turnout that we got, because these people spent money, coach travel, this, that, they took time out to actually
dedicated,
the demonstration.
Didn't they, Dave?
I fucking
pick
them all up every day, you know that. But as a country, I'm fucking ashamed, Jeff. I'm really fucking ashamed that these people can pull off a demonstration with their hundreds of thousands, and we can only pull in so many. Now, I know that the EDL's gone through a few troubles. I came last night, and I saw this picture. My phone went dead hours beforehand. Samsung's a shit, by the way. Get the long life battery. I've got to get one.
One as well.
I uploaded a few photographs of that, and all of a sudden it was dead. I went into the pub with Dave and all the rest of them, and sort of plugged it in for a half hour, and we left, went back to the hotel, dropped the two girls off, and we come back. But I got home and I went, you know what, I've got to say something. After seeing that photograph, and I put a little video out, I was standing in front of the green screen, and I only put it out on Facebook at the moment. I'm actually working on that a little bit, on the Adobe, try and get something better going. I've got an intro and an outro and all the gear going on, so I'm going to try and get that working. But I was so fucking pissed off. My missus last night, believe it or not, Jeff, done a video, right? And I've not posted it yet. Yeah, she did. Because I've not posted it out yet.
Bless her.
She said, that's good to know, Dave.
It
is. I mean, it's not something she's ever done. She's supposed to be fully, but it's something she's never done. So, you know, and she did it, and she went, "Can I watch it?" And I went, "I don't think it's wise you watch it. I think it's pretty good. I'll just upload it." She went, "No, please, let me watch it." She went, "Oh, my God, no, please." So she's done another one, and she went, "No, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for it yet, so I won't upload them." But she has things to say, you know, and coming from somebody else.
She has, I mean... You know, this is the whole thing. Everybody's got something to say, and the time now is for people. You know, you might be a little bit shy, this, that, and the other, but once you get over your shyness, you know, so I say to most people, you sort of want to call into the show, but they're a bit nervous, they're scared how they're going to sound like. I said, just do it. I said, do it, you know, I mean, no one's going to put you on the spot. You ain't going to feel like Jeremy Paxton's going to interview you or anything crap like that. I said, you're here to... Well, that's right, isn't it, Dave? I mean, we don't do that,
we? That's right.
When I first talked to you, Dave, you know, we like making people feel comfortable in surroundings, and we're all in this together sort of thing, and so it brings the best out of people. They feel comfortable. There's the old biscuit bowl there, which Tommy English keeps raiding it all the time. I don't know how many biscuits we got in there, but I always like to feel that people come into the chat room or come into the studio, they're comfortable, and I just think just brings their best out of people, just being out to talk as we would normally, just chat about things and then talk about maybe the issues regarding the cell sort of thing, you know, and I think That's what we tend to do. That's what we've always done on the show, and it seems to work well, Dave. But that's it. It's, as I say, your missus, give a big thumbs up to me. So you can do it. She can do it, you know, and I reckon she'd be pretty good, Dave.
Well, you know, it was just the facts that she got from a certain person on the demo, and she told me, and I went, really? You know, on the way back in the car, it's probably the first time really we've sort of talked like that in years. You know, we've got a four and a half hour drive.
It's good.
Just talk. And when we got home, like I said, I did a video. I will say to everyone, it's nothing personal against any one person. I've had so many messages today from different people, you know who you are, saying, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it, I feel so ashamed. The hard work that people are putting in, the ROs, the chairman, people doing the speeches, the people that are turning up to the demos, and we don't do it. That's why I'll just give you a little spin about the four tranches with the Stew, because there is no Stew. If you're not going to if 100 people say, that's all right, there's going to be 100 people there, I'm not going, then that would have been 200 people. You know, that's the way it's going. And I am a little bit gutted, don't get me wrong. I expected, you know, whenever I'm walking down the street, I took photo. I actually, the cop was trying to stop me going to the top of a big grassy bank to take the photograph that meant everything to me. And it was the whole lot of everybody walking down the street. And I went, no, I'm taking a photograph. And I just sort of walked off and went up there and done it. And there's been quite a few shares on there. But in that sort of space and looking at that, it looked like hundreds. As soon as we got into that square, you know, and the size of the square to the people that were in it, you know, it needed filling up, and it was only half full. You know, I'm not taking anything away from anybody, Jeff, you know me, but you know what? For a national, I it's not that I was disappointed. I expected the people, from what's happened over the last two Saturdays so far, with these people in the streets, you know, going on about Palestine and Free Gaza and all the rest of it, I expected more people, and they weren't there. So I'm not disappointed. I still gave my messages on video. You know, people recorded it. That's lovely. But you know what? The English people really have got to rise up, and they've got to do something. Now, you know, it could be your daughter's birthday. It could be all sorts of stuff. And there's lots of excuses as to why people don't come to the demos. Most of them, really, that I've talked to, that I get messages from are, well, you know, the EDO are racist. You know, there's still this shit going on, Jeff, where people don't want to join us because they don't want to be tarred by the same brush. Now, we know the people have lost their jobs. They've lost their children over being a member of the EDL. They've been investigated. You know, it's a major, major, monumental thing to take on. But if you stood on your own at Downing Street, just stood on your own, just make the numbers up. It's not about supporting the EDL. It's about showing the government we will take no more. Right? It's got nothing to do with colours, flags, chanting, football songs. Fuck what we'll do with that. It's not going to be about Muslims, and it's not going to be about immigration, my speech, the next one. This is against the establishment that are trying to administrate for us and are doing it all completely fucking wrong. That's what I'm going to go against. There's not going to be a mention of immigration or Muslims on any of my speech at all in Downing Street because there's no need for it. These people need taking down, and I will do all I can. That's why I say to the likes of Bill Maloney and whoever we can get to go, you know what, yeah, I'll speak. This really shouldn't be categorised as an EDL demo, really. I know it's got to be because we're the ones sorting it, but it shouldn't be categorised as such. We should be allowing everybody.
No, well, it shouldn't be as such, but we have been the ones who have been doing the main fight back over the last five and a half years, Dave, so it's only right that we do push ourselves out there and...
No, sorry, Jeff, I'll reiterate that. I didn't mean it like that. What I mean is that people that are going to come and join it shouldn't mean that they're joining or supporting the EDL. What they're doing is showing their solidarity towards what goes on with the government. That's what I meant. Sorry.
I understand what you mean there, Dave. Sorry about that, mate.
When I speak it, because I understand it, some other people don't. Do you know what I mean?
Your total commitment to what you've been doing lately, Dave, I'll give you a big salute, buddy, because I know what you've been doing. The ladies and gentlemen out there, they probably don't understand that there's a lot of work, a lot of behind-the-scenes things that we do, being a part of the English Defence League, the organisation. And, you know, and a big salute to all of our unsung heroes out there, especially our great media team that's extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's been said before, and I would like to salute them all, Dave, and including yourself for the work tirelessly that you've been doing. You know, people like Tommy English with, you know, these flash demonstrations. Can't say too much, but we've got something going on tomorrow. Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, the day after we got a show, he said, you've done that demo. Like, you know, and the commitment of the people out there, Dave. And it's just a shame that more people, as you say, as a country, as a whole, when you see these We Are Palestine crap going on all over, that people can't... get their priorities right, see what's wrong, what's going on in this country, see what's going on around the world, instead of sitting in little bubbles, understand what's going on, instead of jumping to critical mass of what a lot of people are saying, because we all know it's all bollocks anyway, Dave, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, and if people could look outside, look in, I think they'd have a better perspective of exactly what we've been talking about and what we've been trying to make people aware of for the last 5 years. But there's people out there, it's hard to shake them people up. It's hard to... They don't want to be woke up, a lot of them, Dave. To be honest,
you know what? I believe there's a lot of supporters, but because of that racist, far-right, fascist, bigot, this, that, fucking blah, blah, blah that I want to give you... people aren't willing to stand up or stand with you because they know you'll be in a very precarious situation. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of news now from yesterday that I think maybe some of the people have seen it on Facebook. I've got the facts now. We got to the Working Men's Club, and there was Tommy actually handed me an Antifa flag. I didn't know what it was, and he handed it to me, and I went, "What's that?" And I held it. I went, "Oh, for fuck's sake, Tommy!" And I threw it on the barrier, like on the you know, we're up on big steps and all that. Threw it on the barrier. I went, "Fuck, you know, I've got to wash my hands now." You know, made a bit of a joke of it, but it fell on the floor, Jeff. Right now, I'm not being funny of you.
Yeah.
An Antifa flag. What is that exactly? Can I ask you? What is it? You know, what is it exactly? It's a flag made up. I could make a flag up about Mickey Mouse. Right, we'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Anyway, a certain person there, someone burnt that flag on the floor, and somebody photographed and tweeted the photograph on the Twitter. Right, he got arrested. He got arrested, Jeff.
No.
Section 19. Yep, Section 19, racist something. Right. Now, I'm not
going to be racist burning an Antifa flag.
Will you tell me?
That's stand up in court. Like,
now,
I'll tell them to stick it up their arse, mate, you know.
Well, maybe so, Jeff. But listen, what goes on is that everyone at the demo, now we already know, obviously, they got number plate recognition, we know. They've obviously got some sort of face recognition. And while you're on the demos now, you've got people in a little central hub looking at your tweets, your Facebook posts, and all sorts. Now, the police actually went, "Oh, burning a flag, what's that?" They actually told the coppers on the ground and sent them the photograph of the certain person, and he was arrested. Now, he was there 1 minute, and gone the next. Right? Now, I'm not being funny about it. There were two ladies.
I mean,
there's
no way... I mean, if they're trying to say, well, what are they done him for? Section
19,
what
was it, Jeff. Section 19.
I'd say you should stick that section up, because it's not going to stand up in court, because it's rubbish. The actual section itself is rubbish.
Either way, I mean, what we've got to look at is that while you're there, you're being surveilled, right? Surveillance is upon you. Right, we all know that, obviously. But to look on the Twitter feeds of people that are coming in, there was a video van there. There was all sorts. Now, I was a little bit disappointed, really, that you're ushered in. You do the speeches, bang, the coach is there. You're ushered out. You're gone again, right? This is what goes on with MOs now, right? Because we're liaising with the fucking police. We shouldn't be liaising with the police. We should be descended upon a town without anybody's fucking knowledge of it. Now, you can't really do that on social media, because someone's going to pick up on it and someone's going to do this, someone's going to do that. So the police feel that it's only right that they try and defend what goes on, be it between the left and the right or the Muslims and us or you know, or whatever. They think there's going to be a massive problem. Now, in the last lot of demos, there's been no arrests. So how they can justify themselves for getting overtime and laying on 700 police to police 300 fucking demonstrators, I don't know. But while they're there, they're doing a lot of work in the background. And Mark got a nicking yesterday for taking a photo of an OTAN flag, an Antifa flag, being burnt and being tweeted. Now, they're watching your Twitter feeds, they're watching the Facebook posts, they're doing all sorts. Now, I was uploading photos and that yesterday, my phone went down, I couldn't do much more. If you even fucking try it with me, I've got stuff in my head that I will spit out to you that you will not be able to touch me on. Freedom of speech is something, right? When it comes to media sites, I don't know about it, really. I'm not using my other account on Facebook at the moment, so I don't really... Everything I post on my Facebook, on my other account, goes to Twitter. But I've not been picked up yet.
Because you're still on that ban, aren't you, at the moment, Dave? We've got about a couple of weeks left, haven't you, son?
That's it, yeah, 2 weeks. But anyway, he got arrested. But the thing being is there were two ladies there that Mark brought with him that couldn't get home. He had the key, they couldn't get back, and you know they can't. Even if they had the keys, they're not insured to drive his car, and they had licences. So it was a bit of a fucking hoo ha as to what they were going to do to get back home. I mean, this is just one arrest. I mean, what the fuck is that about? You burnt a fucking Antifa flag. It's not what racist. What section 19? What, Jeff? I mean, what the fuck goes on there? You know, it's absolutely ridiculous what the police are doing.
No, I mean, I don't think. In fact, it's not religious or anything like that. It's you're just making a statement about Antifa, and I don't see what law, what he can be if he's brought to the courts. What are you going to do it for?
Well, you know
it's
what?
Just he just tweeted it, didn't he? He didn't set light to it.
We all could have done it. You know, I think people have shared the photo and not got a nick in because he was there on the day. He got that. There was actually a group of Muslims, Islamists, I'll call them, not Muslims, because I don't want to tell them all the same, but yeah. Islamists. And they were actually standing there waving the Palestinian flag. And I give their old bill their due, they stopped them waving it. But when we look back through what's gone on in the last sort of, I don't know how much amount of time, 6-8 months, a year, you know, they're burning the English flag, they're burning poppies, they're doing all sorts. No one gets a fucking nick in. So how are we getting nicked for an Antifa flag? It doesn't mean anything. It's a flag made up. You know, if I took a flag of Mickey Mouse to a demo and I burnt it, now all of a sudden I'm anti-mouse, am I? I'm going to get done for racism to mice. I mean, what the fuck it all goes on here? It's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what. Our listeners out there, this is the most stupid thing to actually what you got nicked for. There's no way that's going to stand up in court. He's going to have his day. And I would say there was a case against wrongful arrest that the police have overdone their duties. It's wrong what they've done. There's no way, that he should have been arrested because he was just tweeting it anyway. It could have been you tweeted it. It could have been anybody tweeted it. Just picked on him. But I do believe that... There's not a case against them that in fact, if he just tweeted it, if he didn't actually set light to it or not the person who done it, but what can you do? No. We've almost taken a picture about it and tweeted it. What's wrong with that? There's no law against that, is there?
Well, do you know what? At the end of the day, we come back to the Workmen's Club. We went in, I had a lemonade. I'd already had a couple of pints, got a drive. We come outside, and there was a plainclothes police car there. Two guys got out of it, and they were armed, holsters like the Americans have in the films underneath their jackets, but they had no jackets. They were armed, and they stood by this thing.
No.
Yeah. No. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
They was armed. There was an armed response unit there.
Not armed response. It wasn't a marked police car. It was just an Astra, and they got out of this car.
Oh.
And they had the shoulder holster with a gun in the side. They were radioed up, and they stood either side of this burnt remains of the flag. And so, you know what Dave's like. Dave, what are you doing? Blah, blah, this is evidence. I mean, for fuck's sake,
What? A load of bollocks.
Yeah, it's evidence. It's evidence, Jeff. Fucking evidence of what exactly? Listen, I've got to tell you people this. If you don't stand up and be counted now, right, your grandchildren will be asking you in fucking 20 years or 10 years or whatever, what did you do to help? You've done nothing. You've done nothing.
Yeah.
You sat there and watched the demise of our country and watched it go over to these fucking Islamists and the police and the people that are supposed to administrate for us. You let this shit go. What did you do? I would be proud when my grandchildren go, fucking proud of you, Granddad. Do you know what I mean? I'm proud of you. Look what you did for us.
What you just told me there, Dave, I'm absolutely, totally, and I'm disgusted. I think our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, this unmarked police car with these police who had shoulder holster guns stood over this burnt bloody Antifa flag. What are they trying to say? That we, you know, why do they need guns there for us? Why do they do that? We've never been violent. We've never showed up anywhere with guns. We've never tried to go and blow anybody else up. It's the others who've been trying to blow us fucking up. So they should do their jobs instead of coming and intimidating the good people who's protecting this country. A fucking load of knobs.
Jeff, listen. I've got to tell you, listen. It's a way of demonising you, right? If they got to say it costs £500,000 and 700 police to police that demo, you're going to be demonised for it in all sorts of the press, the news, you know, you're going to be demonised. Now, if you didn't tell these people you were going to demo, just got in and done it and got out again, there would be no police. Every time the police get involved, the left know about it. The left turn up. They're the ones at the moment that are causing all the grief. Now, I watched a video earlier. I don't know if anyone else has seen it, with Tommy... and the guy with the long hair and the beard, I've met him, I forget his name, fuck me, shoot me down, I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Lee.
Yes, there was a video put up, and they spotted him for the day on the March for England in Brighton. And you know what, in all fairness, that is the first video I have seen that is completely impartial, completely unbiased, completely non-discriminatory, right? And I'll tell you what, I sat in bed this morning, I read the whole blog, the whole article, and I watched the whole 45 minutes of the video. And I suggest you all do the same. Now, if I can get the link up again, I'll post it in the chat room. You all need to watch it.
That was that documentary, wasn't it?
It was,
Absolutely fantastic. We had talked about it before. Tommy and Banksy done us proud that day. That was absolutely awesome,
absolutely,
I must say.
Absolutely fantastic. But you know what?
Absolutely. Dave, just give you a bit of a heads up. We've got Tommy here anyway. I've just noticed he's been here for about 10 minutes because I've been busy checking what's going in the chat room. I missed him coming. So should we bring him into the fray, shall we, Dave?
Just get him in. Listen, he done a blinder yesterday as well. Do you know what I mean? Listen, Tommy, as far as I know at the moment, has only ever missed one demo, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we're called all sorts of names as an organisation. I didn't know his stepdad was black. You know, a lot of people don't know that his stepdad is black. Now, a lot of people don't know.
A lot of people don't understand it, Dave. As I said, I did speak to him earlier on today, Dave, and he was just filling me in a few things. And, Tommy, we're just praising you a little bit. Good to have you here, buddy, and I hope you're well this evening.
I say my ears are burning.
Your head should be on fire, Tommy.
Well, good evening, everybody. What lovely weather we're having.
We're having weird weather. That's all I can say. Weird, freaky weather.
I was going to say, that March for England documentary, when they put that out there, I was kind of had my fingers crossed on it, but then everyone loved it. I think it was the only time they showed Antifa and the leftists for what they really like.
Well, see, that's what made it for me. I mean, I actually read the whole article and then watched the video. And amongst all the chanting and the football chanting and everything else that went on, you know, there was a nice little... He tried to talk to the left a little bit, and they weren't really coming out of anything substantial to sustain what they were talking about. You know, we were talking about what we were talking about. You know, and Banksy and yourself, and there was a bit of violence, obviously, but that was perpetrated from the left. So people have got to see that, and I shared it earlier in the hope that people will actually take the time. You know, I had someone say to me the other day, the media team put a post out, an article, about Helgauer or about the PayPal. I read about four lines and just fucked it off, they went. Well, you know what? You're stupid then. Anything that comes out that is more than four lines, if you can't deal with it, and you're I was going to say the C word, I'm so sorry. You're a shit, is what you are. You need to read what goes on and take that information in. I took all that in this morning and watched that 45-minute video. And you know what? I was impressed with the way that it was. This is what our news companies should be doing in this country, an unbiased view of what goes on.
I'll tell you something, Dave. When I said my stepdad's back, they were like, really? So I said, yeah. Oh, but you're portrayed as being racist. I went, well, fuck me, man.
Listen, sorry. Who burnt that Antifa flag without any names? It wasn't the guy that got arrested, was it?
Oh, no. I think everybody got their hands on it.
See? And you know what happened to Mark, though, yeah?
Yeah, I saw his Twitter. Yeah, doing it for racial incitement and all that, it's like, that means wear a race, guys. If you burn the EDL flag, you're a racist in a Section 19, yeah.
That's it, because apparently, to be EDL, you're a race of people. or to be, you know...
I think you should form the EDLs of a religion. If you're against us, you're a racist.
Well, there you go. That'd be good, wouldn't it? You know, listen, if I made a flag...
Well, I've said this before, and I sang in cheek, Dave and Tommy, on many times. I said if we was to put ourselves in that status as being like a religion, that they would have to treat us as they do the Muslims, as a protected species, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, if we form the first official EDL church, and I could just be the vicar, I could just have a book in front of me and just say, and boss man said to the Muslims, you will...
And boss man comes
and just said, go forth and multiply, and we did.
Wouldn't it? Because you could have had the EDL's Ten Commandments, Commandment 1, eat plenty of bacon.
Oh, fucking
eat
awesome.
Your bacon and grow up to be big crusaders.
Exactly. We could have an EDL choir, just imagine like one of those EDL choirs, everyone's going, England till I die, let's have a choir.
Can you imagine a choir singing We're Coming Down the Road? That'd be fantastic,
yes.
Wouldn't it?
Well, can you imagine it? Please grab your prayer book, all your hymn books, please.
Backed up by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, you know, that'd be fantastic. Backed up by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and a choir singing We're Coming Down the Road. Brilliant.
Yes.
Fucking brilliant.
Well, yeah, we're wearing their choir outfits, Dave, as well.
Church, Dave. If we was to form the first official EDL church, we could just all say, can you all please rise and grab your hymn books and we'll all sing hymn number 5, England Till I Die. Just have the organ going, da-da-da.
Or
it's
E-D-L,
E-D-L. You just hit on something, Dave, I was going to talk about. Now, listen, we're seeing at the moment in our country the demise of the church and the growing of the mosque.
Very sad.
Now, I'm sure if you asked maybe the guy in charge of the church, I don't know what he's called, I don't want to know, if we can use that church as a meeting place, we should be making sure really that our churches are being used, whether it be for meetings.
Yes.
You know, these people, there must be more than 1,600 churches in this country, right? They've got 1,600 mosques.
Yes, there are.
Right, okay, so they've got 1,600 mosques. The protests that we've seen so far, a bit controversial, this one, but I'm going to say it anyway. These are my views and mine alone. The EDL take no responsibility, okay? These are my views and my views alone.
Yes.
The people that have been in the street around London and all around the country at the moment with the Palestinian flag have been put there by the mosques. The mosques tell these people what to do, and they go and do it the next day. Friday prayer is the most major one. Now, there was a place in Birmingham, I do believe, the other week, in a park. From three mosques, there were 40,000 people. Now, if we can start using churches to deliver our message to the people and actually get these churches up and running, give a few donations, do what we've got to do. There's got to be more than 1,600. Let's start going to churches and talking about what we should be talking about. Now, we are tonight on the radio in a fucking church, away from the eyes of the government and of the security services. Let's start making the churches the place to be. I'm damn sure. Listen, hello, Vicar. Could I hire out your church for an evening? You know, he's not going to charge you, really. We'll put a collection plate round for you. You know, let's stop using the churches. Let's start getting the Christianity bit back. Do you know what I mean? Let's start having a base of operations. Like, they've got a base of operations. They've got a hub. They've got a fucking fortress
yeah.
known as a mosque. These people have got somewhere to say what they've got to say without anybody knowing what they're doing. And then we should get out there on a Friday through video link-ups and all the rest of them, get in there on a Friday night, right before you go pissing it up in the pubs, 6 or 7 o'clock, you're all in the fucking thing, you get orders, you go and do what you do the next day. But this is exactly what these people are doing on a Saturday after visiting for Friday prayers on a Friday. That's
what you know what? That makes so much sense, Dave. I've been thinking about the way to go for a long time, and actually those thoughts that you've just been using now, it's been very similar to what I've been thinking about for quite a while. You know, we've often spoke about the EDL becoming, religious in that sense, but it's the only way I think that we can put ourselves, you know, and have some sort of religious status that we become like protected because of our religion, because of our beliefs. I don't know, and maybe it's a little bit far-fetched what we're talking about, but I think most of our listeners understand that we are being victimised for being who we are. We are patriots, we love our country, and because we haven't got no, religious status to protect us, this is the reason why we have so many issues.
Jeff,
and I've been thinking about it for a long time, Dave.
Jeff, I don't think it's very far-fetched, right? These people that are Islamists, they're Muslims, they're Islamists. They go to this place that they say they worship their false prophet or whatever goes on. They worship Allah. They don't really worship anyone. They're trying to get in this country with some sort of political ideology is what they're trying to do. Now, you know, to have a religious status is bullshit. Now, we've got more churches than they've got mosques still in this country. We need to start using these churches is what we need to do. We need to meet up in these churches is what we need to do. Have will be your local vicar's people. And I'll ask, can I hold a meeting here tonight? Do you know what I mean? Can I hold a meeting here tonight? What's it about? None of your business. Can I actually hold a fucking meeting in here tonight? And they go, yeah, no problem. No problem, my son. Thank you very much. And we get in there and we start talking. Then we do a video link up, you know, between all the fucking churches. Like these people use the mosques. We should be doing exactly as these people are doing. We should be doing demos without any police liaison. Because these people are taking the piss right out of us. I've come up at the moment of what these people are doing in our country. They're using a place of worship, so to speak, to get their message to people without the social media. We're using social media and being scrutinised to the point where we can't fucking shit or piss without these people looking on and going, what colour underpants they got on? It's ridiculous. We need to get into these places and ask these people, the vicars, can you tell me really that a vicar would say to you, well, I agree with the Muslims? Bullshit. Start using the fucking churches. Listen, take a fiver with you. Take a pound. Put some donations in. Well, now, you know, and a plate round. Give them some donations. You'll be damn sure you can use that church again next week. And we'll do the same thing on a Friday. Have a video link up and do this and do that and get someone to speak something off a statement and get everybody out there so no one knows what's going on. Because this is what these people are doing to us.
Yeah, they are. They certainly are, Dave. And I think this last 15 minutes of our conversation is, this is why I've been sitting here quietly just nodding my head to what you've been saying. What Tommy's been saying. And this is it. I mean, I was thinking a little while ago, well, you know, maybe it's a way to go, but it's, you know what? I do believe maybe what you've been talking about just then, Dave, is a way forward for us. I do believe it, you know. I've got to put my hands up and say, yes, I'm a Christian. I go to church now and again. And, you know, but this is it. I mean, And we're having our abuse, our church has been abused, been taken over by Muslims. It's their type of a victory when they build a mosque over a church or maybe they have a graveyard that's been sort of flattened so they build a mosque there. It's all a part of their victory thing, isn't it, Dave and Tommy? It's what they've always done.
Well, like I say, I mean, we've found the down to a religion. I mean, Bossman could be the Pope. Jeff could be the Archbishop.
Pope, you know, Bobby, I don't know about that. I think I swear too much.
No, I want me Pope-mobile, Tom. I want to be Pope because I want to be Pope-mobile.
Excellent.
If you get free holidays around the world, you get the people of Spain chucking your flowers.
I don't know about that little hat I've got to wear, though, Tom. You know what I mean?
But I mean, saying that...
A little Truby hat might be better for me, like, you know, with flat cap.
I mean, meeting in churches is definitely a good way forward. I mean, we are a Christian organisation, aren't we? We also meeting at Sikh temples and Indian temples. Another one.
But you know what, Tommy? Listen, can I say something? Listen, it's got nothing to do with really being, you know, Christian or not. It's not really got to do with being, you know, I don't go to church, I can't be a Christian. We, our whole culture, our history,
yes,
our laws, statutes, and acts, actually built upon Christian values from the Magna Carta, and that is slowly being eroded. That is slowly being taken away from us, and it's slowly going to Islam, right? So we need to, you know, it's not about going to church to pray. It's not about going to church on Sundays and you know, doing what you've got to do, like they go on Fridays. It's got nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is what we should do, really, is start utilising that what we have got in this country, and without social media, to have meeting places to talk about what goes on. Like these people talk about what goes on in our country. They are guests of our country, and they can still fuck us over every Saturday from going to a mosque on a Friday and being preached to with the one message they need. You know, 40,000 of them occupied a Birmingham park from three mosques. 1,600 mosques and more, if you count the sheds and the bedrooms and all the shit they use to preach it. They've got video link-ups. They've got all sorts. You know, we do a radio show. We go out to how many? Jeff?
Oh, well, it varies. I know people listen to us as far as Japan and that, and it's hard to gauge it, but like tonight, we've got over 30 people in the chat room alone, plus our live listeners. It's hard to gauge, but because we have archive shows, which a lot of people catch up on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying now, right?
Yeah.
We have what we have here, and it's not very private, is it? They have a thousand times that, and it's very private. You can't really infiltrate a mosque. You can't really go undercover. You can't find out what's going on. These people are doing this from a central hub of operations. They are mobilising their forces.
Command and
from
control,
that
isn't it? That's
exactly
what we said before.
Exactly that. So maybe we should start trying to talk to the vicars and the people that own the local churches close to you. Can we use this place? Have you got Wi-Fi? Can we set something up? Can we get a fucking video screen in there and do a, you know, imagine this. You've got all the churches in hand. They're welcome for the donations. They're welcome because their congregation's gone up, so to speak. And on a certain night when it's empty, you get in there all around the country and you video link up, right? And everybody gets the same fucking message. Get to blah, blah, blah on such a day and do this. Right, which is exactly what they are doing. Then we will see the two-tier system rear its ugly head, because we'll get shut down and they won't. But that's what we've got to do. Listen, you can't keep talking on Facebook and this, that and the other. I've offered my site up, Motherfuck Radio. You know, you can talk on there, on some sort of server there, and do private messages and post and blog and do all sorts of stuff. You know, that's away from, now that I've said it probably, it's not going to be away from the security services, but we're looked at all day long. These people are not scrutinised in any way in the whole of our country, in their mosques. We've got to be able to use something else. And I reckon our way to go is to bring the Christian values back, start going to churches, utilise that.
Dave, I'm going to have to take a... Because I'll tell you what, it's amazing tonight how time has just flown. But, I've got to do what I normally do. I've got to call back in. Tommy and Dave, but what I'm going to do, as we've been talking about Christian values and that, and I've got a tune here which I've often played, which it means so much to me. If anybody gets a chance to listen to this this tune, or go to YouTube, it's called Night Templar's Oath, If you look at those words, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're all about. All the good things of, you know, what our values are in this country, fight for Christianity, those sort of things. And that's why, actually, you've been brought up the church in that, Dave, is the appropriate time to use the Knight Templar's oath this evening. Because I often look at that and I think, that's who I am. That's who I am. That's what I believe, you know, Dave?
Well, I actually met two of the Knight Templars at one of our demos. They were asked up, they were flying their own flag, and I was directed to them through somebody else. And he went, would you like to meet with the Knight Templars? I went, yes, please. And I went over there, I shook their hands, I said hello. They said, you're doing a sterling job. They wouldn't uncover their faces. Only for me, they did.
No, that's
hello, mate.
Go.
You know, what are they doing? But it's something they can't get involved in, they won't get involved in, obviously, but they showed their face on one demo, and I was lucky enough to meet two of these guys that are members of that. And this is probably, you know, it's very important. I think, you know, more than anything, we've lost our way in this country. We've got to bring our Christian
values.
Yeah,
we need our
back.
Knight Templars. You know,
we need
to be the old
values,
Crusaders
mate.
Of old, because we are the latter-day Crusaders. And this is the reason why I love this tune so much. It is a Knight Templar's oath, which anybody that's associated with the Knight Templars will know that this is absolutely awesome. It means a lot to anybody who's
top
a Knight
man.
Templar.
Top
or
man.
Believes in what they believe in. This is what it's all about, the values and that of what we stand for. And I think we got Jan C. D'Elia. I think she will like this tune as well, and she would like the words to this. Anyway, if you want to check it out, please do. It's on YouTube. It's called The Knight Templar's Oath. And I'm going to play it now because I need to take a break. Okay, guys. And Dave and Tommy, I'll be back right after this, okay?
No worries, mate.
We'll be right back.
say that, the Knights Templars Oath, which I absolutely love. It's a great video as well. If you get a chance to look at the video as well, please do, guys. And it's what we're all about. It's what I feel like, you know, it's everything that's righteous and good about what we do is what that's all about. As I say, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the English Defence League radio show. We are discussing the Batley demonstration from yesterday, but also other little things that we've been discussing, like talking about maybe the EDL becoming a religious organisation, the Church of the EDL. So, yes, it's just something that's... well, we know that these Muslims, they make it an excuse of religion, but we know that's just a masquerade, isn't it, for their ideology, the dark ideology that they put out there. But it seems like it's been working for them, so maybe we'll take a thing out of my feather out of there, and maybe we can try something else. So I don't know. It's something that we will have to discuss, isn't it, Dave and Tommy?
You know what, Jeff, let's look what goes on here a little bit, right? They've been allowed to take over churches, pubs, community centres, and we know that they preach their hatred in these places. Without the FM radio, social media, and everything else that goes with it, these people are openly displaying hatred for all of us. We are the victims in all of this. Right? I said it yesterday on my speech. We are the victims. Now, to attack these people is probably the wrong way to go around it. They portray themselves as being the victim all day long, and they get what they want. We need to stop portraying ourselves as the victim of the indigenous people of this country and start doing something a little bit different. Now, whether or not, you know, we can utilise a meeting place. Now, you know, community centres want money. Churches are predominantly empty across this country, except for certain Sundays, weddings, funerals. I've got no doubt whatsoever, if we all approached our local church and said, could we hold a meeting in here, and we'll pass the plate round at the end, even if they cost 20, 30 quid, they wouldn't have copped that on that night. And we could use that as a place, like they use a mosque, to not issue orders, but to talk about the subjects that matter, like we're talking about it on the radio tonight. You know, we need they've got a TV channel on Sky. You know, we've got no TV channel.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we've got to get around this somehow. And I know, obviously, we're funding. I've always said, you know, it sounds a little bit James Bondy. Don't get me wrong, right? I've got to say it. You know, people do the lottery, they do the Euro Millions, they do all sorts. I've said for years, before I was involved with the EDL or anybody really, I was just a freelance talking my shit on the radio. If I won the Euro Millions of £180 million, I would waste £179 million of that. And I say waste in a silly way, really. I would get somebody to take over all the satellites. I would broadcast over every radio station. I would broadcast over every TV station. I would broadcast over every Sky station. And you get the same fucking message for 5 days. That's where my 179 million would go if I could do it and you knew the people that could do it. And I would wake this whole country up. I said it, I don't know how many times. You know, I've been doing my own show for 3 years, not involved with any right wing or left wing or anything, just my own particular views. And I've always said that, you know, we've got to try and wake these people up. And I don't see how we're going to do that. You know, if you started saying to people, look, go to your local church, do this, do that, get in there on a certain night, and we can all talk between ourselves and not be watched or whatever. I mean, you can't say to me, really, if the security service are doing what they're doing, they must be able to receive the incoming transmission from Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan or wherever these imams are talking from, that are talking to the mosques. You know, they must be able to intercept that. You can't tell me that they haven't got the technology to listen to these people, telling these people what to do in the mosques. You know, so how do they have these big, massive marches and demonstrations with no police presence? It's ridiculous. They should know about this. They're watching us for what? They're watching these other people. Well, they're not even watching the other people, Jeff, really. Or these people would not be getting away with what they're getting away with in their own fucking country.
Well, you know, as I say, Dave, you're spot on what you're saying. But as I say, we just do the best thing we possibly can at this moment in time. We are a pressure group. We are a global pressure group. And we can only do what we can do with the resources what we've got. Hopefully, as I say, things are going to be rectified soon, guys. Hopefully in the not-too-distant future, which we will be speaking about on one of our future shows, up-and-coming shows, about donate, that people can donate to the English Defence League. We're getting it all up and running, guys, because we do need the funds, don't we, Dave? There's no doubt about it. There's things we want to do.
And Tommy.
And, you know, like, when we go on...
Tommy,
I mean, like, these leftist little tow rags out there, they're sponsored by the government. People like the Camerons and the Cleggs and all those bunch of wankers out there sponsoring these to go all over the country. Now, people like Dave, people like Tommy, people like Dave Bolton and many, many, many others have got to put their hands in their own pockets. And whatever we do, you know, it comes at a price. And, of course, and this is, as I say, this is what we've been talking about, like, you know, for our media cameras and things like that. There needs to be some money that's coming in. Would you not agree, Dave? There needs to be some money that we can say, look, we got X amount that this can go towards a new camera that we need for our media team, different things like that. And this is what we'll be talking about. It's not very, I'll tell you what, guys, we're very, very close. We're really excited about some things that's coming up. But I want to put just a lot of preempting it slightly there, Dave, but I'm not giving too much away, if you know what I mean. We need the funds, don't we, Dave?
Listen,
we need the funds.
The statement has already gone out. Button is up. The donation button's up.
Oh, there you go,
up,
Dave.
It's up on YouTube. I've got it on good authority at the moment that we are getting donations coming in. But we are getting messages as well, along with the donations, saying, please, you've got to keep this going. The EDL can't die. Yes. You're doing a fantastic job. There's been X amount of messages. Now, if Steve's listening, not the one we know, obviously, someone else. If he's listening, please jump in the chat room, brother. And just if you can, copy and paste a few messages in from the PayPal donations. I do believe.
Yes, please.
It's only been up a week. It's all new. Obviously, we've got no. You know, YouTube, Twitter, the Growler took them all down. We've got literally what we had, and we've had to start again on the rest of it.
We've got the new Twitter now, haven't we, Dave? We've got the new
one.
We have got the new one.
Did someone ever manage to change the old one? And Keith and the rest of them are doing fantastic. They're putting out articles. They're splitting up videos that I'm doing and videos that other people are doing into four or five parts and releasing them over the day or the week. The donations are coming in at the moment. I do believe it's in three figures at the moment. It's only been running for not even a week yet. It's been shared about a little bit. We've only got 100 and something subscribers on the YouTube channel when we did have 30,000. We've been damaged to a point.
Damage. We took some incoming, but we've restructured. We're moving forward because, as you say, people don't want us to die. They want us to go on. And with the donate button now, guys, we got a lot of supporters all across the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, maybe you'd like to donate to the English Defence League, because we are this beacon of light. We are giving it our all. We're giving it our best shot.
Let's look at this, right? Britain First have bought 3 armoured dam rovers, and they bought a 4th, right? They've squandered money. Britain First, at the moment, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, have gone very fucking quiet at the moment, right? Jim Dowson's left over the mosque invasions, right? Britain First are going to go further. Britain First have only been here for how long?
Eight months, a year.
So EDL's been here for nearly 5 years, all right?
Yep.
We took a massive, massive hit. Tommy was a very, very good motivational speaker.
Thank you.
He
was.
You know, Kev. And Kevin as well. They started a movement they didn't realise would grow as quickly as it did. Now, that just goes to show the feeling in this country from 5 years ago till now. Tommy and Kev left. We had a massive hole in the hull of our ship. It was fucking sinking, right? Now, you know, the management, the ROs, everyone was looking to somebody. What can we do? What's going on? There's been a massive fucking on since Tommy and Kev left to keep this up and running. The likes of Hell Gower, the likes of the splinter groups, the likes of the people slagging the EDL has not helped this situation. But we are fucking getting ahead. We're growing. We're doing things that the EDL never did. And we're being recognised for that and respected for that throughout. You know, even by the fucking left, Jeff and Tommy. Do you know what I mean? Even by the left, we're being respected for what we're doing because we are a defensive organisation. We're not racist.
You certainly are.
We're not, you know, we're not fascist. The whole lot of this, but if you're going to believe the media of what goes on, then fucking, that's down to you, right? If you want your head chopped off, if you want to let your daughter comes home and says, I've been fucking raped by five Muslims, you know, Rebecca, right? She was on a video from Middlesbrough. And that bird came over to me. I was talking to her on Facebook, and she didn't really let me know what was going on. And she came to me, and she cried her fucking eyes out. I started crying. My wife started crying. And I went, what do you want to say? And she went, well, you know, I was raped by five Muslims in a pub when I was seven.
Oh, man.
You know, well, you've seen a video on YouTube, you know. So this is not something that we're talking about that is pie-in-the-sky bullshit. No, 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 it can't be happening. This is the people in their bubbles not taking notice
this
of what
is
going
suffering.
On in this country.
This is it, Dave. And we're, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to look at it this way. We're only human. And when you get young ladies coming up to you, I'd have probably been the same as Dave. I'd have broke my heart as well. Because, you know, that could be my daughter.
Jeff, there wasn't a dry eye, I swear to you, in all the people that were listening to her. She went, you might have done me then, but you're not doing me now. My EDL family, you know, they fucking... She was 7 years old. She went to meet her friend, Jeff. You know, I'm getting stories from people now, which I'm going to tell you about one in a minute. We're running out of time, actually, so I'll say running out of time.
No, we're all right, Dave. It's okay. Because this is so important. This is what we talk about, people's stories. You know, and we come... Ladies and gentlemen, we come across these young ladies all the time. It's heartbreaking. But it just goes shut. This is why we're here. This is why we're fighting so hard. No matter what, you know, the crap that's coming down upon us, but from the media, from the bloody government, and from everybody else out there, we know what we're doing is the right thing. We are a righteous cause. The EDL is a righteous cause. It's nothing. It's nothing to do with far left, far right. We are doing the right thing for the people of this country because we know we've got to. It's for our future generations.
Look at America.
Go ahead, Dave. Sorry,
Canada.
Mate.
Sorry, mate. No, it's me talking over you. I'm so sorry.
No, you're all right.
Look at America. Look at Canada. Look at Australia. Look at Europe at the moment. Look at England at the moment. Right? We can't all be wrong. Now, we're seeing evidence of what's going on with these Islamists right across the globe at the moment, right? Whether it be in the West, trying to take away our democracy, or if it's in the East, killing and slaughtering thousands of people per week. They could be Muslims, they could be Christians, they could be whatever. We've got a war going on at the minute between Hamas, you know, firing rockets into Israel defending themselves. All the media want you to see is what the media want you to see. And they're telling you that Israel are killing children. They're doing this, they're doing that. It doesn't matter that the Hamas is firing 1,500 rockets in there and you can't defend yourself. If France started firing rockets to us, we would fucking annihilate them. Where would be the outcry?
Exactly.
ISIS.
Dave, I hope you don't mind if I interject there. I've got to say it the way that, you know, Israeli spokesman once said, you know, this is what he said, we use our weapons to defend our people.
Yep.
They use their people to defend their weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is the case.
Even the French national paper, the French news tried to report what was happening in Gaza and filming outside of an hospital. Then 2 minutes of recording, five rockets came out the window and they had to leg it to the usual page straight back on it.
You know what, that photograph I saw the other day of these hundreds of thousands in the streets, and I've got to tell you, if you saw the photograph, it's fucking scary, right? It's scary. These people are mobilised to a point where if they wanted to kick off after Friday prayer, on Saturday, you're in trouble. You are in trouble, right? Now, I watched that, and I saw it, and I went, fucking hell, that's a bit heavy. What are we doing exactly at the moment? Now, I put a message on that photograph from the guy that posted it, and Al Abi fucking whatever his name was. I speak English, not fucking Wahhabi, so I can't give you his name. But I put a message on there, and it said this: Boko Haram are slaughtering their way across the Middle East at the moment. Nothing. ISIS are maiming, killing, burning, beheading their way across the Middle East at the moment. Nothing. Muslims are killing Muslims in the Middle East. Nothing. Muslims are killing Christians in the Middle East. Nothing. You start a fucking war with Israel that you can't win, and you start crying like the little girls, the fucking babies that you are, because you're getting beaten. That's what I said on a message. And you know what? I've had no notifications that anyone's done anything about what I posted on that photograph by that Al Abi fucking whatever his name was. Because they fucking know what goes on. These people across the Middle East at the moment are slaughtering their way across the Middle East. They're slaughtering their way across the Middle East. You know, that's what they're doing. And as soon as Israel, they start on Israel, they start on all these Muslims, they start on Christians, they start on Buddhists, they start on fucking Sikhs, they start on everyone. And no one does fuck all. The UN are nowhere. No one's doing anything, right? Now, I've been accused of being, was it the Zionists have got to me, or I don't know, someone sent a message the other day, oh, fuck off. These people have got a right to defend themselves. They've got a right. I don't support Israel and what they're doing. I don't really support, I don't support Israel, I don't support Gaza. Kill each other. Fuck yeah. I don't care what goes on over there, but it's going to come into what comes on into our country, then I've got something to say about that. You know, this is what goes on. Israel have got a defensive system because they put the money into the right place to make sure when a missile comes over, they can fucking shoot it down. Right? Hamas and Gaza don't want to look after their people. They want to weaponize. They want to spend money on tunnels. They want to do all this shit that is not going to protect their fucking people. These are not people anymore.
It's quite obvious. Israel, Dave. I mean, in Israel, they've got, sort of bomb shelters and everything. I mean, they know that they've got to protect, that it's more important they protect the people than anything else. So they've got the missile, they've got the Iron Dome, and they've got the bomb shelters. In Gaza, they've got nothing like that whatsoever. If something comes across, they've just got to take it. And then for the propaganda machine to get in full swing with a mass saying, look what they're doing, look.
Well, that's the point.
The rolling out, the pictures of children being brought in. See, one kid
there,
get
there
brought in
video.
10 times the other day.
Jeff,
I thought, hang on, that's been...
There was a video the other day, right, of all these children dead, and there's people running around with children doing all sorts, all their limbs are hanging, or, you know, whatever they're doing, you know, they're trying to pretend to be asleep. And you could see, you could see that these people are underneath the blankets fucking breathing still. I mean, what the fuck? It's propaganda, mate. And all about BBC and all that, showing you people, listen, I've had so many people message me, I'm not going to give the names, I wouldn't want to discredit them like that, you know. You support Israel. No, I don't. I don't support Israel. I don't support Gaza. But what I do support is the fact that these people have the right to defend themselves against fucking known terrorists.
There you go.
These people say,
you can't say more than that. And don't forget, Dave, we've got to look at it this way, that they took on the Muslim world time and time before. Don't forget the Six-Day War. Israel fought. I mean, it was 5 days. They more just clean. They could have gone right through the Middle East if they wanted to. You know, it's they've been on the front foot. You know, we've got issues, serious issues in this country, serious issues across Europe. There was a global jihad rampaging its way right away across the globe, and these people have been at the front line right from the off. Yeah. And that's why I said, what would you do? They're firing these missiles. You know, we've got to protect our people. What are we supposed to do? Just stand there and take it? No, we're not. And I can understand that. And yeah, they've got their right to defend themselves, no matter what they say. The condemnation, the old wanky booze or whatever his name is, giving it all the crap, you know, you do this, that. Well, fuck you, mate. You know, this is our country. These are our people. And we'll defend it in every way that we possibly can. And, you know, and that's exactly what they're doing, like we would do. Come on, if the France or anybody else was throwing missiles over it, or say the Isle of Man, It was a load of rampant idiots on the Isle of Man. What will we do, Zay? We're totally flattened the place.
Listen, if someone's going to stand in a fucking street in front of me, and I think I'm being threatened in any way, he's not thrown anything yet, but his mannerisms and his attitude tells me he's going to do something in a minute, he's fucking out, mate. He's on the fucking floor. He's on the floor. I've got the right hand. He's gone. You know...
That's exactly what I'm saying, Dave.
You're supposed to be able to defend yourself before it comes, right? That's the law in this country. If no one knows
that,
you bump into someone in the street and they go, what are you fucking doing? You can hit them first. All you got to say to the old Bill is, I feared for my safety. Now, you've got Israel sitting there in the middle of fucking, in the middle of Muslim land, and the first thing the Quran says is death to all the fucking Jews. Death to all the Jews.
You got it,
after that, right? That's what goes on. I'm not defending anyone here. I'm just saying, listen, this is fucking catchphrase, right? I say what I see. I see what I say. That's it, right? These people have a fucking right to defend themselves of what goes on. And Hamas are like ISIS. They're like Boko Haram, the Taliban, fucking Al-Qaeda. They're a terrorist organisation. Now, good news that I've seen the last couple of days, America, apparently... it's going to cause all sorts of shit. England ain't getting involved in it, which I'm pretty glad on. And England knows why, because there's so many of them here, it will cause uproar. They're fucking drone striking ISIS at the moment and fucking wiping them out. Of the 500 terrorists so far have been fucking wiped out. ISIS. Yes, good. There's people living at the top of a mountain with no water,
I would say that's the way to go. In fact, I'd go as far as saying that, just carpet bomb them all. Just carpet bomb them, you know where they are. Just lay the carpet bombs right down and just totally eradicate them. Let's give the people, let's think of the people that's been slaughtered, Dave. Let's think of these women and children buried alive. Let's think of these children cut in half. Let's think about these people being crucified, because that's what they're doing.
These evil bastards out there are crucifying these
groups of people.
Unbelievable.
And you know, it's a genocide.
Infidels.
What's going on?
No, what, I saw something earlier. There was a post last week. I think it was ISIS actually beheaded a lot of people and put them on the spikes of the fence. You must have seen that. They've done that with children, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what Dave's saying is you the listeners, maybe you don't see some of the things that myself, Dave, Tommy, and a lot of us do. And we don't take no pleasure in seeing what we see because it breaks our hearts. But this is what's going on. This evil entity out there, Islamization at the worst possible. They're worse. These people that's doing all these, they're absolutely horrific crimes, are worse than Al-Qaeda.
Well, you know
what? They're worse than Al Qaeda. They make them look like a church choir. They do. These are totally evil. Deprivation.
We've got Eric Carl in the chat.
Oh, also, not forgetting, Dave, they've also took 300 women as slaves, sex slaves.
Where's the girls gone that were kidnapped? No one's heard another thing about them. It was all in the news. It was breaking news. 300 girls kidnapped by fucking whoever. And there's no news now. I've got to give a shout out to Eric.
Oh, you mean
Cole.
That in Nigeria, Dave? Yeah, that went quiet, didn't it?
That's it. But there was Boko Haram, wasn't it? You know,
Boko Haram, that's right, Dave.
250 fucking girls, and no one knows where they are. No one's looked for them. No one's done anything. Where's the UN? Where's the outcry from the whole of the Western civilization? No one's being slaughtered every day. They're being set alight. There's gays being hung from cranes. You know, this is a UN... This should be a major outcry. Now, going back to like the likes of Rwanda years ago, right?
That was a mass genocide, wasn't it? 97.
That again was over some sort of fucking stupidness. They killed 1 million people with machetes, my friend, right? 1 million fucking people with machetes. The UN went over there and they couldn't do anything. So why did... The West are looking on going, what the fuck are you doing? These are atrocities that should not be committed in today's age, but we can't do anything, right? Where's the fucking outcry from the Muslim people when you're killing your own Muslims? You can't tell me that every Muslim in here, right, is Sunni or every Muslim is Shiite, right? There are different fractions of fucking Muslims in this country, and not one of these bastards are standing up and saying, that is enough, we've got to do something. What I'm going to do is go, oh, Israel are attacking us. Well, you've been attacking them for fucking years. You know, listen, it gives me the fucking hump, Jeff. It really does. And I'm pissed
well,
off.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think
our listeners out there, I think all of us are really frustrated of what we see and what should be done and what's not being done, how they leave things to the last moment before they decide. All this is going to be a genocide. We better do something constructive. Obama's scratching at his heels, not sure whether to do something. Oh, that goes against his policies. Well, fuck your policies. There's people out there being buried alive, you fucking idiot. Get
in
on
lime.
And do your job. If it blanket bomb the bastard.
They're being buried alive in lime. Alive. They've been buried alive in lime. Now, we just got another message from Paul Alexander. He's saying that Saudi hangs gays and we kiss their asses for oil. Now look at the fucking problem, Jeff. We need petrol. We need fuel. Now understand the Muslim migration to our country that was signed for back in 1973. This is what goes on. I'll not be funny, Jeff.
Let's just go and just take they keep moaning about we take their oil. Let's go over and take their bloody oil then, Dave, instead.
Isn't it funny? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Isn't it funny? They got all that money for oil, they don't put it back into the people, right? They're very poor over
never
as people. Right, well, let's look at our country now. We give all the money over, and what do we get? So let's not take anything as being fucking silly. You know, these people are giving us nothing back. We've got outside interests owning the councils. We've got all sorts of shit going on. We've got once every 2 week bin collections when you're paying your fucking community tax. This is bullshit. All of it is bullshit. And I could sort this in a day. I'm not the man to do it. Wrong. I don't talk the Queen's English. I do swear. I do all sorts. I'm not the man for PM. I've had so many messages. You should be Prime Minister. You should be this. You should be the leader. You should do it. No, not me. Somebody else maybe. And I'll direct them a little bit if we can. Paul Weston. You know. Let's get someone in there.
I'm like you, Dave. You know, this is what I love doing the radio show because, you know, it's our views. I mean, some of the things we speak about, it doesn't run conducively to, you know, the EDL's ethos. But, you know, we're only human and we've got our own views. And sometimes, people might think, oh, that's not exactly the way to eat it. But no, but because we feel that way, that's what's inside us. When we see the atrocities going on, we can speak out against it. Because it's really upsetting to know that people, women and children...
I put a disclaimer out earlier saying these are my views and my views only. You've got nothing to do with the EDL.
This is what I'm saying. We have to say that. But
look how you have to defend yourself, Jeff. Look how you have to defend yourself over freedom of speech and what goes on in this country as to what goes on and what I say. I've got to defend myself over some sort of fucking declaration that this has got nothing to do with this group or nothing to do with this. These are my views, my thoughts, my private thoughts that I'm putting into words. If you don't like the words, that's your fault, not mine.
Well, yeah, that is a very good point, Dave, well said. It's like, you know, that's what I love doing the show because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've always said that please call in, you know, please call in. Whether your views differ a little bit from ours or maybe you want to make a valid point about what we're saying, this is your place to do that, isn't it, Dave? And, of course, there is a number to call in. If you hooked up to Skype and you're a Blog Talk Radio user, which is all free, and if you left-click on the blue button there, that's the S, it's got an S there, and you follow the prompts, and when it says, do you want to speak to the host or do you want to just listen, you'll press 1 on your device. But if you're not and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So there you go, guys. So if you want to call in...
Is Tommy still with us? Where's Tommy?
He should be. Tommy, you here, son?
I hope so.
You've been a bit quiet, son. What's the matter?
Oh, no, I've
he's all gone quiet over there. He's all gone quiet.
No, I've just basically been listening. I mean, yeah, you know, you've got the US airstrikes in Northern Iraq now, but yeah, I completely agree with what you said there, Dave. There's no way they'll do it in this country because, you know, they'll all kick off if they do it here in, like, Sheffield, in Rotherham, Bradford, down south. It'll all happen here. But what you were saying about that video, I watched the video and sat next to me now, she as well said she went curled when you were telling that story.
Say again, Tommy. Oh, wait, come on, mate. What happened there?
I was saying, it went quiet then.
Yeah, no, I thought I had a problem on my end because it went quiet. You broke a little bit and I just missed what you were saying. What were you saying, Tommy?
I was just saying, when Dave was telling the story about that lass who got raped when she was telling about those Muslims, I was saying, Sue sat next to me now, said she went very curled.
Oh. Yeah, it was, as Dave said, there wasn't a dry eye when that young lady told everybody what happened to her. And that is the case, isn't it? I mean, because we're only human, and we've all got our emotions about that, and it disgusts us, doesn't it, Dave and Tommy, you know? And it makes us do what we do. We continue to stand and to speak out about human rights for everybody in this country, and all the time we got these groups of these Muslims, these Pakistani Muslims out there, Islamic slavery rife in our country, up and down our country. There's cases every week being heard in the courts over these people. It's enough, you know. Anybody, any of those people ever get caught doing things, they should be just do their time and then actually just kick them out of the country. Fuck what the laws say that they, you know, you can't kick them out. Well, let's kick them out. You know, I think you'd agree with that, Tom, and I think you would, Dave, and the majority of our listeners would agree with that. You know, if those sort of people want to do those absolutely horrific things in our country, then they shouldn't be afforded the freedoms and that of what, you know, good citizens in this country are afforded, as far as I'm concerned. But I was going to say, I've got to thank Paul Alexander, because as I say, last week, when I become a bit like our very own Kel Fritzy, the Red Fox blogger, dropping the old death bombs was going off left, right and centre, and Paul Alexander, God bless him, he put a little thing together. If you check out the slides, the Jeff's death bomb it's got on there, so I've got to thank you, Paul, for putting that together. God bless you, mate. I was laughing all afternoon when I saw that. So if you want to check the slides, guys, it's quite interesting. But I haven't sworn much tonight. Oh, have I? I don't know. I forgot myself tonight. But
well, maybe
but,
you
should
set up a swear box on the donate button.
Well, sometimes,
yeah, well, yeah,
soon
she'll
say we're going to
fortune off this shirt.
You can't
you
help
really
yourself.
So I think £1,
you can't help
it
though, Tommy, can you, sometimes?
Well, like that,
you can't help it sometimes.
If we have £1 for the donate, but I mean, boss will have to send a cheque. So are you still there, Dave? He's on the shout. I was going to say, make the cheque out to Mr. Tommy English. And then we'll tally it up how many times you drop the F-bomb.
So I just muted there, I went for a piss.
A flattered Gaza, mate. Flattened Gaza. It says that Eric Cole said, this is Dave, said, Jeff, you and Dave, you're flattened Gaza, mate.
Oh, but, oi,
well,
fucking napalm, bitch.
It's
fucking napalm.
Pave over it, make a car park and start building a Lidl and an Aldi.
That's a song, isn't it?
Maybe it's Dick and Morris.
They paved over paradise and put up a parking lot. That's a song, isn't it? You know.
Yes, it is, Dave. Yeah, it is, mate. But anyway, you know what? I think, Tommy, you haven't got the chat room in front of you, have you?
No, because he was on the computer playing bloody, what are you playing, Sue? Cookie jam.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
like,
all right. And, I'm going to do a rundown. We did up to about 30 people in the chat we received,
Dave.
Dave. But
did that me?
Were you saying something?
Yeah. Can you hear me? If I tried to get the computer off, I might as well just end up cutting my own throat. Stand up, Sue.
Anyway, she's a woman. We don't stand up to women.
Equal rights, my friends. Equal fucking rights, mate.
There you go, bruv. That's it. I was going to say, we've let's do a quick rundown anyway, which is, I say, it's been really brilliant tonight. Glad to say, over 30 odd people at one time, I noticed, Dave and Tommy. But I'd say we've got myself, Jeff. We've got our very own boss man, DJ Dave, Davey. We've got our very own Mr. Tommy English. He's using a different name tonight, but I'm just going to use old Tommy English, the co-host. We've got Sue, New Mexico, who does an absolutely fantastic job with what she does, sort of thing. So supporting all the shows and promoting everybody. Absolutely fantastic. So there you go. That's who's in the studio at this moment in time. And for anybody else that's listening on your devices, thank you so much for supporting the show. So also we've got our very own Bigfoot. It's always great to see you, Bigfoot. It's always good to see you here, brother. Thank you so much. He does great works as well. He's got a great blog as well. And guys, if you've got any blogs on that, if you put them in the chat room as well, and then people can check your blogs and that. So thank you so much, guys. So there you go. I'll see a few of them going up already. And of course, we got my friend, who's been a friend of mine for how many years, Army? Is it now, mate? 13, 14, 15? I don't know. The time goes by so quick, but he's been a dear, dear friend of mine. This is British News, my mate, Army. And God bless you, mate, for being here tonight as well. He's got a few issues as well, but he's always here. God bless you, mate. We've got our very own COG. It's all good to see you here, brother. Thank you so much for being here and supporting the show. Of course, we've got Colin Dodds. It's always good to see you, Colin. Great stuff, buddy. God bless you. Of course, we've got our very own Eric Kyle. It's good to see you, Eric. Always is, brother. Always here, mate. Thank you. And we've got, I think that might check my glass out. And also, we've got FRM SEM. There you go. That's how I'm going to pronounce that there, because from Zem. We've got it's hard to pronounce some names, isn't it, sometimes, Dave and Tom. We've got numerous guests, absolutely numerous guests, and we've also let me see, where's my magnifying glass, we've got a very own Jan Rennie from the Christian Defence League. Jan, it's always a pleasure to see you. God bless you, and thank you for being here and supporting the show. And we also, from the CDL, she's got her own, they've got their own radio show. Great stuff, guys. We've got Matty Greenwood Eastwood. Good to see you, Matty, as usual. We've got Motive 8 Radio. Of course, that's our very own. The boss man, Dave. Good to see you there, buddy. We've got Paul Alexander, who put that thing together with me with the F-bomb, absolutely fantastic. We've got Richie Psychotic Delusion. What a great nickname that is. I like it. Brilliant.
He's from Motivate, mate. He stepped over. That's Richie.
Absolutely great name. What a great name, Dave.
I know.
Love it, buddy. Cool.
Fantastic.
Cheers. Love it. And also, we got Sandbox. Sandbox, always good to see you. And I think this is another one from Motive Road. I think this is Silky Silver, isn't it, from Motive?
That's Silk. Eva, yep. Massive shout out to Eva.
There you go.
Yep.
Good to see you, Silky. And also, we got Smokey TX. Good to see you, Smokey. Been dropping some great things in the chat as well. And not forgetting, I think he's the last one on the list at this moment in time. If I've missed anybody out, my apologies, guys. I'll be doing my best because sometimes the thing jumps on me a little bit. We've got our very own Mr. Stanger, who's always great to speak to, great voiceovers. He does a lot of promos for other shows and that, Dave and Tommy, as you've probably heard.
Yep,
he's got a great voice. Stanger has. With that, I think that is everybody. Have I missed anybody, Dave or Tommy? I don't think so. I think I've got everybody there. I've got a thank you.
About the whole of the EDL. Let's give a shout out to the EDL at the moment and people that are trying to back the EDL.
Everyone that's listening, everybody associated with the English Defence League, this is a big salute to you guys. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for you, our great foot soldiers, as some people, as we know, Dave, travel all over the country and always there, and, you know, to be there, whatever we're doing, you know, it's cost people money. That's what I'm saying. I'm so glad to know we got the donate button up there, Dave, and we can really push on with some things that we need to do for this organisation. And we've become structured now, haven't we? So it's really, really good. Times are really looking well for the English Defence League. And like some people said, don't let it die. We will never let the English Defence League will never, ever die.
E-E-E-D-L. E-E-E-D-L.
Listen, can I just, I know time's running out now, definitely, it's 10:15. I've got to read out what Hel Gower put in the EDL English Defence League support group. And it's thanks to Al for sending me the link to DJ Blowjob's little rant last night. That was on Friday. So I'm gobble, gobble, suck, suck, right? I'm DJ Blowjob now. I've got a hashtag on that, by the way. So hashtag Blowjob, and you'll get me on fucking Twitter. It's all my fault, but DJ Blowjob can't even remember what he is saying 1 minute. He is whining about the lack of people that turned up, and then he is saying the EDL isn't dead and is thriving. Proof is in the pudding, and the pudding showed itself yesterday with the numbers for a national demo. They blame everyone but themselves, and let's face it, the ROs are faceless wonders. Tommy and Kev led by example. They were always out there doing things, doing interviews. What do these one-hit wonders do? Fuck all, that's what. You don't see any of them going out of their way, doing anything to get the EDL noticed and back on the map as a street movement. Now, notice how she said back on the map. So she knows there's a problem with Kev and Tommy living. You know, she's a div, right? She's contradicting herself straight away. So it says, correction, Gal is out doing things, but as far as the others, waste of space and only have themselves to blame. As for DJ Blowjob, he's such an embarrassment and adds no kudos to the EDL. And if Tommy and Kev were around, he wouldn't even get the time of day with his swearing and his racism. But let's face it, that's the EDL now, isn't it? Clutching at straws, having the one of his back, and still can't get the numbers. R.I.P. EDL, you did a good job for 4 years, but now you are dying a slow death caused by your condition.
Well, the thing about it is, Dave, we hate to disappoint her, but the radio show is one of the top radio shows out there. People, even with or without Hel Gower, Tommy and Gavin, still support us and still carrying on with what we're doing and know that we are doing the right thing. And we've got so much support out there. So, Hel, you know, you was there at one time and you're not here. And all it is it's just bad grapes, isn't it, with her now, so, you know, Dave? So,
bad grapes.
And she can say what she likes.
I was thinking there, Dave. You know, she called you DJ Blowjob. I did see that.
Don't start, Tommy.
I have to say this. If I don't, it'll bug me. When you do your radio show, you can just say, right, we're now coming across 11 p.m. We're now going to get to the over 18 part of the show. My name is DJ Blowjob, and tonight we've got special guest German gynecologist Hans Upperkunz.
Sorry, what are you fucking lying?
Actually, on CDL Radio earlier, we had a little chat beforehand on Facebook. It was only messages. You know, can we say DJ Blowjob? And she went, hello, mate, how you doing? I went, yeah, no problem, Jen. I said, gobble, gobble, suck, suck. It's down the back of my throat. I spat it out. I'm ready to talk to you. Or something silly. You know. I had people actually make a video from all my other videos on YouTube. And it was very entertaining, to say the least. I've got to be a little bit careful now, Jeff, because anything you can be soundbited on or whatever makes you sound like a racist. It makes you sound a certain way. So I watch what I say now, and my speeches get passed off to different people, and they tweak it a little bit. So I wouldn't really say that, Dave. What I do is I'll say this, and blah, blah, blah. But it was the most hilarious thing, honestly, that I've ever seen. And I sat here, I had to watch it a couple of times because my eyes were watering with laughter over what I was saying that someone else put together on my videos. It's fantastic. And
brilliant.
You know, for someone to take that amount of time, I've got one word, I've got one saying for you. Get a fucking job, will ya? Do you know what I mean? Why are you wasting that amount of time on me? Why are you wasting that amount of time? This was about a year ago. I don't even think it's there anymore. I think they pulled it off of YouTube. But, you know, this is...
Yeah.
Listen, we're a strong movement still. We've had so many problems.
Certainly are.
You was at the meeting. So many problems. Tommy, you know what's gone on. So many problems. We are coming out the other side of it. The light is at the end of the tunnel. All we've got to do now, literally...
Soon, mate.
Well, you know, you weren't even in a tunnel, you know, when Tommy and Kev were here. The movement was what it was. We're in a tunnel. We're heading towards the light. The different direction is being, you know, it's been noted. It's been documented. We're travelling in a different direction. And I hope that people will see that, you know, in all fairness. You know,
I think that most people... have been following very closely of our progress, what we've done since Tommy and Kev left. At the time, it was everybody was a bit disillusioned exactly what we was going to do. But, you know, you still got the diehards, so that the ones say, I don't care, I'm EDL, I'm going to stick with you. You know, they're going to come good, I know they are. And that's what we got, the good people out there. Understand that we went through... Well, it's a streamline effect. You've got to look at it like that. We've been restructured, and all we've done is we're coming out the dark side. Yeah, it wasn't too dark. We're still doing demonstrations. We're still doing demos. We're still doing all the things that we've done before, you know. And of course, we're getting better as we're going along. We're still a threat. We talk about organisation. We're only 5.5 years old. Sometimes it takes organisations about 10 years before they become organised. Look at us. We're phenomenal.
Look at UKIP. Jeff. UKIP began for 20-odd years, mate. No one's ever heard of UKIP until like 2-3 years ago. So, you know, look, you mature, you strengthen, and you evolve.
Of course you do.
It's as simple as that. You evolve to suit the times that you're dealing with or the times ahead. And that's exactly what the EDL are doing at the moment. You're evolving.
Exactly.
You know, and
yeah, I'm like yourself, Dave. I'm very, and I know Tom is. I'm very proud. I don't care about the Hell Girls. What she's got to say and all this condemning us and saying this, that, and the other, and you know, just trying to put a dark cloud over us. It ain't
she's paid for the lights, Jeff.
No, she's a vindictive old bitch. Now they all know it. Everybody knows that. When you said that. What a vindictive old bitch. Frustrated old bitch, probably, that's what they think.
I've heard she's got a cunt like a wizard slave. Listen, at the end of the day, sorry about that, I had to do it. She attacked me earlier, I'll attack her now. DJ Blowjob, gobble, gobble, suck, suck, come on, here you go. Tommy, fuck off. You know, we've got to understand. Listen, we've got to understand.
She's
trying to bring this movement down.
I'll see you in the bar.
Oi, easy, son. Listen, we've seen, you know, so far. these people don't know what's going on with this woman, right? They don't know the fight that the EDO have had for the last, you know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
Oh, it's been a nightmare, mate.
Two letters being sent, Jeff. But what I will say is this, and I said it on my radio show on Friday, right? You daft cunt. You warned us. You warned the people that now run the EDL. In your own silly little way, you warned them. These are my company names. I will allow you to use the EDL. You can't use the emblem. It's copyrighted. You can't do this. You can't do that. And we've secured, names in companies' house. Tell our hell,
yeah.
My ego, and fuck off. You know, I was led to believe she's
on your
a very
way.
Clever woman.
Yeah,
she
get
was,
on your broomstick and fuck off, hell.
I was led, yeah, exactly.
We don't need to hear
kick
from you no more.
Kickstart your broomstick, cunt, because you're out of here. Right? Now, she tried to cling on the
same. I'll just say what we would normally say to people that have passed the sell-by date, jog on. There you go, that's all we got to say about it, okay?
You know what?
There you go, guys. So anyway,
it.
let's bypass her because she's a thing of the past. She still wants. She thinks she's still going to ride about on her broom, you know, doing the old the witch in the south sort of thing. But people are not taking no notice of a bin 65 cow like her anymore.
Jeff, you know what? I met her in Margate for the Kemp meet with Darwood and Daniela and all the rest of them. And I turned up and she sort of sat there and she looked like a fucking dyke, mate, right? I didn't know she was married. Short hair. She could have had cancer and recovered, I don't know. But with short hair and all that, I actually went, fucking hell, you looks like a dyke. And me and Pete went there. We had a chat with David and a few other people there, and Darwood, and, you know, a few others. They were there yesterday, by the way. A massive shout out to the Ken crew, by the way, you know.
She went to me,
so what's your views then? I went, well, we've got to take a different direction. We've got to do this, we've got to do that. It's the government, top of the tree, blah, you know, all the shit I normally fucking say. And she went, well, I don't agree with that. So I just sort of walked away and started talking to someone else, you know.
Jim boxed me about you, Dave, when you first joined.
Sorry?
Jim boxed me about you when you first joined, mate. She said to me, that DJ boss, but he said, in the IROs meeting, we should get rid of Tommy English and the LGBT division. He's bringing us down because he's making us look like a bunch of idiots and all that.
You can't. Fuck off.
What was it? Racist, he's been on national demonstrations, he's been gay and all this. I'm thinking, I'm a play with evidence. Next minute, she was gone.
I was going to say, guys, because the last 15 minutes has been so interesting, especially talking about the old witch night and all that. But we're down to about 3 minutes. Dave, once again, and Tommy, thank you so much for being here with me tonight, guys. It's been absolutely fantastic. We've had a great show. We've had a lot of people. Everybody who's in the chat room is listening live, wherever. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the show tonight. There's been so many things that we've discussed tonight. And also, not forgetting, Sue from New Mexico, who's been here right from the off, basically one of the first ones.
Hold on, Jeff.
Tommy, hang on a minute. Are you being fucking serious here? Is that what she sent you? Seriously?
That's what she sent me, mate.
Sorry?
That's what she sent me.
Did I know you then?
No, you didn't know me.
Well, thank you very much. thank you very much.
No, I didn't meet you at Rotherham. I think I met you just after Rotherham at Stevenage, wasn't it, when I first actually popped his birthday. But yeah, she said, Bossman, he's on Stormfront website. He said this about, he wants to get rid of all of the other divisions in the EDL. He said it should be a white man's movement for a proper...
Oh, shut up, you Wally. What are you talking about? If that's true, I will fucking... Something's got to be done. What the fuck is that about?
Anyway, look, guys, we're down to about 60 seconds now. So, Tommy and Dave, see you both this Thursday. We've had a great show this evening. Been doing the debriefing tonight, and it's been absolutely awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I've just got that lady saying I've got 60 seconds. So, Tommy and Dave. We'll be back again this Thursday, same time, same place, guys. Please be here, because we love having you here, guys. So with that, we're going to say, take care, stay safe, God bless you all, and not forgetting, no surrender ever. And I've got a problem.
No surrender.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, a godsend of mine. If I need you to pay for four Tommy's price, then the public gets what the public wants. You have to hate me, I've been up for it on my face. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through the facts. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, the place you trust. And the light will shut down and the promise is done. You're the killing machines with paper, rubber and guns. And the public wants what the public gets.
and we're into the archives. My goodness me, Dave, where did time go tonight, mate? Unbelievable.
I don't know. You know what? From what I just heard from Tom about Helle Gower, it just goes to prove what goes on with that woman. She's a spiteful, poisonous, disgusting old lady. You know, very, 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 very bad. I didn't even know about Tommy English. I watched a video today. He was very prominent in that. I didn't even know Tommy then. And for her to say what she said, that's, you know, her message is now, you know, he said, I'll find it for you. But I sent you that. She sent you that. I hope I didn't offend you, mate, though. I don't want to be portrayed as a real OTT gay guy. I went, seriously? He's gone, yeah, mate, I'll find it for you. I said, I didn't even know you, though. I didn't even know you, you know. I know, even edited Skype combos about me, she makes me laugh. I mean, for fuck's sake, EDL was an equal rights movement fraud against the spread of Islam. Anyone else to join doesn't want it. You know, I can't believe, really, that he got that sort of message. So before I was sort of taken in by the family, she was already messaging Tommy, telling him I'm what?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, it just shows you, I use the word vindictive because that's the way that she comes over clutching at straws and trying to cause as much damage as possibly she can. But all she's done is really show herself up for what she was. I mean, for one thing, going back from some of the incoming that we had that time, of screenshots, things like that she was doing, recorded chats, this, that, and the other. What was her agenda? What was that all about? Because I know when I talk to you, Dave.
Why would you be going to RO meetings before you thought you might be getting booted? You know, this goes back months and months and months. Why would you be recording every conversation in an RO meeting? There was some agenda already there, Jeff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
she was planning. She was scheming.
Well,
as you said, the word agenda comes up. She had her own private agenda and her own warfare that she was going to. This is what she was creating.
Listen, Jeff, where she's old
and she's frustrated, and this is how she gets off on things, is by trying to cause as much shit. This is where she gets her jollies from. You know, this is it, mate, you know.
Well, look, what goes on is that she attended every RO meeting and recorded the messages. So she must have had some fucking agenda on her mind to be recording the RO meetings. Now, I'm not being funny with you. Mm. Me and you in my house, we'll be talking about what we want to talk about, not a problem at all. On the radio, something different. To record that would be fucking, that's sacrilege, mate. You're some sort of cunt.
You don't do things like that.
We're not live now. I can say the word. She's a cunt. She's got a cunt like a wizard's sleeve.
Well,
right?
well
I know her old
you know,
man's
the
not
thing
very
about
well.
It
no,
is,
no,
Dave,
no, no, no,
is
hang on, Jeff.
We've not got a live show, but people listen to our archives.
She attacked me earlier, right? For everyone to see. I have something to say about that woman. I met her once, right?
Yeah.
She didn't agree with anything I said. She wanted to be the violence, the old ways of the EDL. If she's not happy about that, then I'm sorry, but fucking walk away. Don't start starting on people. Sign up other pages and do what you're doing and paying for your likes on a Facebook page. You get free likes on a post. Fucking let it go.
Yeah.
Fucking
let it go. Yeah, well, hopefully, I think she knows this. Whatever she does, it's going to be a losing battle. Yes, she caused quite a bit of friction. We did take a damage limitation, I would call it, but we come through it because we're the EDL. And whether she likes it or not, she's ex-EDL. She's got nothing to do with the EDL now. Just go away, go into your retirement home, wherever you go, and stay there. we don't need you no more.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
listen,
get your cup of cocoa and quietly sit there. Read a book.
I'm not into the tit-for-tat bollocks and attacking people and all that. When I saw someone posted me that this morning and they tagged me in it and I went, what the fuck is that? You know, DJ Blowjob. Gobble, gobble. You know, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I mean to say, I've never really had a lot to say about it, but I don't like that. I don't like personal attacks.
No.
You know, I know you, Dave. And I don't like that. That personal attack is uncalled for, and it just goes to show that, as you say, it's just a vindictive streak she's got, and she's been on her own agenda, and everybody... I'll tell you what, for a long, long time, however long Kel was about within the EDL, she was not liked. The only reason why people, stood with her was because of Tommy and Kevin.
Right. Right.
You know, that was it. People didn't like her.
Same thing. Listen, we know, I said earlier on the CDL show, and I will say this tonight on this show, because I know it's fact, all right? Donations came into the EDL to the tune of £33,000, all right?
Whoa.
She siphoned that off. She siphoned that off to Tommy and Kev in donations of 250 quid until the 33 grand was gone. Now you tell me where her fucking interests lie. That's fact, right? That's fact, mate, right? That's Hell Gower.
And that should be out there.
Well, that is the person that Tommy apparently used to call Mum, right? If Tommy wanted anything at all, she was the woman that got it for him. Now, let your imaginations run fucking wild there, right? Because I know what goes on. I've been fucking told about this. That woman needs to let go. She needs to let go now because she has no control over the EDL whatsoever. And the last 2 months have been a major, major fight to keep that as a people's movement over one bitter, twisted, poisonous fucking woman trying to take it down for her own fucking means. I don't know. You know, you tell me, Jeff. Oh, I met the woman once.
Yeah, well, it is quite obvious. That's a good valid point. And that is the case. But the way I look at it is we've been through hell and back, and we're still here. And we've streamlined ourselves and we moved forward. We've got a great media team. We've got things up rolling and we're all very, very happy. We had a great meeting and everything was restructured and everything. It was an absolutely fantastic meeting, which I've got to let our listeners know. It's what was really called for, and it was really great to see everybody, all our media team, all sitting around discussing way we was moving forward. Now it was absolutely it's something I'll never forget, that Dave. It was brilliant. Great people. It was just great to meet you, Dave, and the family and everybody I met. I had an absolutely wonderful day with great people. Great, we're all in the same mindset. We want to see the EDL move forward. We know it needs this. It had a fledgling time, and it's moving forward. It's stretching its wings. And now that we got the donate thing up and running, and things will be done in a proper, productive way for the organisation, that we will have the funds coming in, because it's so... You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the show, there's a lot of people work so hard in what they do. They never ask for nothing, a lot of people, you know, but it'd be nice to see that we've got money coming in within the organisation, so certain things that we need to do, maybe, you know, a new camera for the media thing, things
Listen,
like
Jeff,
that needs to be done.
It's about leaflets.
We want to get it done.
It's about leaflets, it's about leafleting the area before you're demoing it, delivering for people's letterboxes. You know, like the political classes do. It's about trying to fund. I'm going to say this. Fuck it. I'm going to say this, bollocks. If you all gave £1 a month, all of you, there's at least 30,000 to 40,000 people on the mailing list. If everyone on the mailing list, and I've halved that, by the way, I've gone very conservative on that. If you all gave £1 a month, now a coach is about £1,000, I do believe, to hire it for the day.
Yeah.
You know, how many more people could we bring in if you put some money in the pots, right? Now, this is...
Well,
we've
this
got a
is
media
what I'm
team,
saying,
we've
Dave.
Got a media team, we've
we
got a
we could do so
team.
Much.
Jeff.
As you say, leaflets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeff,
new
we've got
flags,
a media team.
Things like that we've, that we can...
We've got,
you know, this is something we've
got a media team. We've got a financial team. It will be completely transparent. This is not fucking Britain Robs. This is not Britain First.
That's right.
Right? We're trying to do... what the Labour Party are doing for the UAF and Antifa, like we're trying to fund ourselves. Now, if it's going to cost you £20 for a ticket for one coach, and you go 1 month, can't go to the next, can't get the next demo, you ain't got no fucking money, let's put the money in a pot and see how many people can get there, right, over how many coaches we can hire for the money that comes in. Now, I shouldn't really be saying that, because people will be complaining, and it's been mentioned, obviously, that people will complain about, well, I couldn't get a coach and I'll give £1 a month. You know, if there's not enough money, if it doesn't come in like it should do, there's so much more that we want to do. You know, and so far since Kevin Tommy left, it's been out of everyone's own pocket. Now, no one's going to get...
It has. It certainly has, Dave. And the way that we want to do things, very transparent. We don't receive... It's not going to be in it for anybody making any money. This is about the organisation. This is about doing what's right, flags, flyers, things like that, ladies and gentlemen, and it will be transparent. We don't want all this crap that we've heard before, where Tommy had to keep making a statement. Look, this is what's gone here, this is what's gone there. We don't need that. We will have people that anybody wants to check out to see exactly what's going on. It's there. It's transparent. And that's exactly what we was talking about at the meeting, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we was talking about. So people then know where every penny's going to. And that's what we want. No one's going to be in it to make any money. You know, it's never been about that. I mean, I've never been in it for making any money.
In fact, this show, I fund myself.
You know that, Dave.
It costs me
$39 a month, and I've never asked for a penny.
Yeah.
It is what I love doing for
my radio station costs me fucking £25 a month. You know. It costs me money to go to demos. It costs me about £150 this weekend.
Yes, it does.
I've got no money. I've got no transmitter at the moment. I've got no FM at the moment because I need a new power supply. It was a toss-up between the power supply and going to the demo and delivering the speech. So I chose to do the speech and the demo. Well, you know, I was donated £50 the other day in PayPal by Bob. Massive shout-out to you, my friend. He's helped me out no end, right? He gave me £50. I've ordered the power supply for my transmitter. I put £22 towards it. It's £72. It went, Dave, check your PayPal. You know, this is where it comes into play.
Well, there you go. I'd like to give a big shout out for some of our sponsors out there. God bless you guys and thank you. You know, it's really, really appreciated. You know, it's a tough job that we do. We got to do it.
You must say, all the parties that you vote for are funded. Right? You can't do anything.
That's right.
Your house is funded by you and your wife to fund the kids and the bills and everything else. You can't run anything without funding. This isn't Britain First.
Mm-hmm.
We're not divvying the money up in the kitchen. We're going, this patch is bigger than that patch. Give me fucking £40 for the day. That's bullshit, right? This money that's going to come in, if it does come in, and I know it's coming in right now on a donation button on a .org site that's been revamped by Steve. It's a going concern right at the moment. We're getting messages from America through donations and all the gear. We need help.
From Canada. Have we got any sponsors from Canada yet, Dave?
I've got no doubt there are. And until I find out who they are, I can't name. I'd rather not name them, obviously. But you know,
it's nice to know that we are reaching across the pond, and we've got our American sponsors.
Well, we are. Yeah, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So but if I can...
That's what I wanted to hear.
So I've got to say,
what I'm going to do, Dave, now, I'm going to give a big shout-out to all our sponsors out there, everybody that's donating to the organisation. Thank you so much, guys, you know. And what you're doing, you know it's going for a worthwhile cause and with our flags, with our flyers and different things that we need for our media team and things like that. It's really, really appreciated. And thank you for your continuing support. I had to give them all a shout.
That's fantastic. It's all come out of our own people's pockets so far. Since Tommy and Kevin left, and she swapped up the £33,000 to Tommy and Kevin through £250 fucking donation from PayPal, right? She took all the money. She took YouTube. She took Twitter. She took everything. She tried to destroy the EDL. Hell Gower tried to destroy the EDL, right? The EDL is still standing. It will take a little while, probably, for people to go, you know what, let's get back in there. Let's make these demonstrations what they should be. You know, let's get the people back on the streets. You know, she tried to...
I'll tell you what now, Dave. I don't want to preempt that. All I'm saying is just watch this space, because I do believe that's all going to come, because I know something's going to happen soon. I know, I feel it. It's going to absolutely go absolutely ballistic. We're going to have people that's joining left, right and centre, just like it was before. Like what happened to Lee Rigby, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to, say anything with you, but I've always said it. I've said it before Lee Rigby. I've said it before a lot of things that's happened in this country, that these things, we got people out there that is, at this moment in time, planning to do some sort of destruction on people, good people out there. And I guarantee, if that is the case, God help them anyway, or I'll say to these Muslims out there, you might be planning something, I guarantee your response won't be very nice for you. And I would think if you're going to do something like that, you better get your passports ready and ready to shift yourself out of this country. Because this country will go up, because we've had enough of you people trying to bring death and destruction on the good people in this country. The ones who give you so much, give you a roof over your head, put money in your pockets for you and your families and your extended families. Let's not forget that. So, but I do say that, Dave, as I'm glad that we've got our donate button sorted out, and I know now, well, I'll give it a shout out every week now, we're going to push that, our organisation, Dave, and it's a great organisation anyway. I'm very proud to be, I'm glad to do what I'm doing, because as you know, Dave, I can't always make I can't do demonstrations like I used to able to do, but this... Yeah, I mean, this is it. I'll give it my heart and soul with the radio show. I love doing what I do. It's just supporting all our foot soldiers out there who are absolutely fantastic. All my family, you're all my family. Every single one of you out there is listening to the show. You're all part of my family, the extended EDL family, I call it, Dave. And to you, Dave, you're doing so much, so many good works out there. And Tommy English, he's fantastic. Everybody I've met, it's been, I feel quite humbled with the people, so committed.
Massively humbled,
the look
Jeff.
Of determination in people's faces, it overwhelms me sometimes. I'm so grateful to know that people feel exactly like me. We're all in this together. We know how dire some things are. We look around the globe. We see this global jihad unfolding before our eyes and thinking, come on, people, trying to motivate the good people of the world to come together. You know, and that's exactly what I've been doing since I've been doing the show, and you, Dave. We've all been doing our bit, and we're here where we are now, and we got a lot of support. But anyway, I'm not going to take your time much more, because you've had a busy weekend, my old son.
I can't wait
to hear all your speech. I can't wait to see the view.
I posted it up. The videos are up on my timeline. I actually posted up the speech as well. I know I'm sounding very lethargic tonight. I know, because I sat in bed all fucking day until 3 o'clock, and I have had 2 years.
Well, you had a busy day yesterday,
as
Dave.
It goes. But listen, I'd like to give a big shout out.
Yeah, it was all good, mate.
To everyone that turned up to Batley, I'd like to give a massive shout out to Dave and Gary and all the rest of the crew there that worked tirelessly to make these demos happen. I want to give a shout out to the left, right, and the old Bill and the government and everyone else. Fuck you. We're coming for you. Don't you ever. We're coming for you. That's it. We're coming for you. And you better watch this fucking space. Because when it happens, you best get fucking ready. You best get ready.
Yeah. Well, as I say, Dave, what's going tonight? You're like a dynamo. When you come on the show, you're like a dynamo, mate. Even though you might have been a bit tired, all of a sudden, it's like me. As soon as that light comes on in this in the studio... Boom. You're raring to go, aren't you? You know.
I've done two shows. Listen. If people need to listen, I've actually recorded this show again. It was
brilliant.
It won't
live, so just give you an heads up as well, Dave. You've hardly broke up at all tonight. I was so happy because you was breaking up something rotten the last couple of times. But it's good to see that you're on top of things there, a bit boy.
Yeah. Well, things actually moved around, and I've actually drilled a hole through my kitchen wall and put a router in my kitchen. So I'm like a 10
really?
Foot away from it. Yeah. I've drilled a hole through the tolls, through the breeze blocks, and I passed my wires through, and the router is now in my kitchen. So
it's brilliant, mate. I haven't had one problem with your quality whatsoever tonight, Dave. So what you've done, it was well worth it, son. Good on
brilliant.
You, Dave.
Brilliant.
But listen, anyway, Jeff, I'm going to thank you, Dave, because maybe you want your cup of cocoa now, mate, after all us doing our ranting tonight and doing our thing.
I know. Listen, Jeff, thanks very much for having me. And a massive shout-out to everyone that's listening to EDL tonight. A massive shout-out to our armed forces. Come back here and defend us, people. That's what I say to the armed forces.
Yes.
If you're listening, come back and defend us, right? Because you know as well as I do, they've been cutting your pensions and doing all sorts. The police, they've not done it to the police yet. The police are waiting for them to do that. They're doing it to the nurses. They're doing it to the fire brigade. The last people to do it to are the police, because the police protect the government. Let's see what goes on here when it kicks off. All right? I had a post that come up earlier that said the soldiers will protect the Muslims and not you. And I went, oh, bollocks. Fuck off. You've got no chance. That's not going to happen.
Was this the leftist comment, was it?
I don't know who it was, but they actually put a little question out. If the English soldiers came back, who would they represent? Would they fire upon their own people or the Muslims? And the general consensus was they'll fire upon us first. I know that's not true. So I don't know who that was, and I can't remember where the post came from now. Sorry about that. I can't find it, actually. I'm looking right now.
No, that's okay, Dave.
You know, but this is...
Well,
this is,
we know. I mean, and our military have always known. We've got so many... which we don't like to talk about. We've got so many of the lads that's within the EDL who are in the armed service, who are soldiers. So all this, what they put out there, is bollocks. Just for our listeners, just let you know this is bollocks. Because we know, you know, that we've got the army that would be with us, whatever.
It's propaganda. It's propaganda again, mate. It's propaganda again. You know, this is what goes on. You know, we've got to watch what goes on. You've got to pick
the
phones out.
We've all supported our lads. It's we've always continued to do that ever since we was born, the birth of the EDL. That's the reason why we come about where we are today.
Exactly.
Because of a lot of little scumbags who wanted to abuse our lads and lasses coming back from overseas. That is the reason why we've always continued to support our lads. So whatever he said, it's bollocks, because they know we're with them, and they are with us. So whatever some of these idiots out there dream on, because when the shit is the fan, guarantee you that we will not be alone. That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly,
we won't
be
alone, will we, Dave? No way.
No, never,
but anyway,
never.
I'm going to thank you, Dave. I normally play a tune out tonight, but I'm just going to wish everybody a very good evening, and everybody's listening to the show this evening. Dave, once again, I've got to thank you, and everybody else. And you know what? We had about 30 people in the chat room earlier on, Dave. It was just fantastic. Our shows are really, people really love them.
Brilliant.
What we're
brilliant.
Doing, mate.
Listen, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Briefing tonight.
No, well, thanks for having me, mate. You know, it's nice to be able to get my view. And they're only my views, obviously, from my brain to my mouth, the form, the words. It's not, you know, completely the EDL or anybody else's. They're my own faults and my freedom of speech, and I'll be using them accordingly. But thanks very much, Jeff. Honestly, it's a fantastic show.
No, you're great. Actually, you're a great part of the team, Dave. And it's an honour and a privilege to have you here as well, buddy. So, but with that, I'm going to say good night, Dave. And to anybody that's listening on the archives, thank you so much, guys. We'll be back again this Thursday. We're not sure what we'll be talking about this Thursday. We know it's going to be something topical, won't we?
As per
but
usual,
we shall
see.
As per usual. We've always got a show. There's guarantees we've got plenty of information out there that we can use, haven't we, Dave? Any future things about the EDL, which is like now... I know I can, without preempting anything, I can say we have got a donate button. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a donate button. Please, out of the goodness of your heart, if you love us, the EDL, what we do, and you want to stand with us, this is how you can support us. Get a couple of dollars there, guys, if you're American, you know, or whatever you might be, you know, a ruble here or a ruble there, because we know people listen to us all over the world. Please support us, what we're doing, because we're here for you guys. We're in this together, and anything you put in there goes a long way. So thank you so much. Anyway, Dave, I'm going to end the episode. So once again, thank you so much for being with me for this archive part of the show this evening, Dave. And if you need to talk to me at all in the week, Dave, give me a bell, mate, and or text me and I'll give you a bell.
Thanks,
all
Jeff. Right, mate. Thanks very much. Thanks everyone who's listened.
You're welcome,
and everyone
Dave.
Else. Massive shout out to everybody. Thank you.
That's it, Dave. That's for myself as well. So, good night, guys. Take care. Stay safe. God bless you all. Not forget myself, from Dave, from the team, no surrender.
It's good
no
not for
surrender
me.
Ever.
Not for him. good night, Jeff.
Good night, mate.
Good night,
buddy. I'm going to end it right now. Good night, guys. See you Thursday.